This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Oh my God. All right. 6 o'clock at the MJ Morning Show. I was warning everybody, this computer system is just a pile of garbage today. I mean, it's just doing all kinds of crap on its own. It's you hit one button, something else happens. So I'm just warning everybody. Roxanne, just heads up. Froggy, heads up.
I've been warned.
Sounds fun.
What is Froggy or Fester? Is he back on his cruise? Fester's not here today. What's going on with Fester?
Oh.
Hey, Fester's not here. So, seriously, folks, if you've been listening for the past, like, we'll say 5 minutes, you've heard like three demonically possessed radio station gremlins, like Eye of the Tiger started for like 12 seconds and then stopped.
I was all getting pumped up, then I'm like, wait, I just dropped my weights.
Seriously, Eye of the Tiger started for 12 seconds and then just goes.
People are getting all ready to go work out and run.
So then Faith starts from George Michael. And then in the middle of George Michael, that stops.
Oh, that's no good. That's a great song.
Well, you got to leave him wanting more, I guess.
That's actually a good idea. Yeah. What if a radio station just played like the first 30 seconds of every song?
Leave him wanting more, yeah. A 1987 song from George Michael.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. All right. Well, welcome, folks. Hey, Andrew, when does MJTV go live? So I know that we should be on right now, correct?
Yes, we are.
All right. So when does it go live? Does it go live as I'm playing the MJ Morning Show open?
That's when I usually start it now.
All right. So when I play the open, and then I played our old Peter Cofield MJ Morning Show song. So we started with the show open, and then it went into the Peter Cofield MJ Morning Show song. And so what is the video, though? The audio is going over. Do you just have, like, my camera on? Am I just standing here, like, twiddling my thumbs?
No, you're actually making faces, too.
Oh, I am. Okay.
Oh, so you're getting all ready.
All right. So that's when MJTV starts. So when the show open hits, that's, I guess, when the cameras are turned on here in the studio. Hey, you know, we brought something up. Speaking of MJTV, we brought something up on the program earlier this week that during the commercial breaks, instead of, and there's a reason why we don't play the commercials over MJTV. It's something to do with like the licensing. It's a big legal contractual thing that we can't run the commercials
or the songs
or the songs or the music. Exactly. So Andrew, here's what I'd like to do, because people seem to like the concept, is during the breaks on MJTV, just have the video on. With no audio. So
what's the point of that?
Well, it's better than just having a flipping static graphic that says, the MJ Morning Show will be back in a few minutes.
Why don't you play old Crank Call or something?
Well, that's another thing is, well, we have a really kind of antiquated, it's not antiquated, we got a very basic video system. And Steve Triple Nipple Triplet, our market manager, he actually stopped in to see me about something unrelated yesterday. And he says that we're on the list to get a newer upgraded system.
Well, I use that system for broadcasting my races, and you could bring up another video to play for a couple minutes. I mean, it's not that difficult.
Well, we need to get a better system. So, for instance, when I mention a mugshot or something,
you'd be able to bring it up.
Yeah,
we need to be able to have B-roll.
Yeah, there you go, a little technical inside the industry TV jargon over there from Roxanne. So when I'm mentioning the craziest flipping mugshot of the day, and look at this whack job, that Andrew, our producer, can just bring up the website and put up the picture I'm talking about. But our system right now won't do that.
I'm pretty sure it can. It's called screen capture.
Listen, what we're operating with is about $68 worth of equipment.
It's 82.
All right, whatever.
I got the same thing.
It's under $100. The way that we're operating, the way that we are streaming MJTV, we've got about 100. With the cameras, I think we might have about $299 in the whole deal.
All right,
listen. It's about $299.
So we're a little fuzzy.
Oh, man. Speaking of fuzzy, man, my sleep schedule is all kermungled. My God.
Mine, too. Probably not as bad as yours.
Oh, jeez. You know.
I slept like a baby.
Well, Monday and Tuesday, I thought I was on the road to my plus 9-hour recovery because on vacation, I was 9 hours ahead. I was in the Maldives with Julie and my son scuba diving, and Maldives are 9 hours ahead of East Coast time here. And I thought that Sunday night, I sort of got into a good schedule, and then Monday was pretty good. Tuesday, it was all good until I finished the Schnitt show yesterday at 6 p.m. I finished the afternoon show, and I just clonk out and slept till 10 o'clock at night. And then, then I worked for like 2 hours doing prep for the show, and then I fall asleep again. And then I wake up. Since midnight, I've gotten 45 minutes of sleep.
Oh, my God, yeah. You are an infant.
So since,
oh, you need me to wipe your boobie?
Since midnight, I've gotten I slept, folks, from 4:15 to 5 o'clock this morning. And then I slept from 4:15 to 5 o'clock.
Feeling.
Yeah, I'm all janked up, man, on my sleep. So I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, we're loaded. Bolts tonight, obviously, game 4. Bolts have to win this one, tie the series up. We got the Gronk news, which I don't know if I'm buying the whole thing. All right, hold on. We're loaded up. We have no idea where Fester was.
Oh, I do.
Or is.
I do.
Well, hold on to that thought. You know, Fester butt-dialed me at like 5:20 this morning, so I don't know if that has anything to do with why Fester's not here. All right, hold on. We're back in just a second. It's a jammed-up show here on a Wednesday on the MJ Morning Show broadcast.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, it is the MJ Morning Show. MJ here with Fester, who just walked in a little while ago. Roxanne, Froggy. Hey, Froggy, you got a Hal Herman pukey bit this morning? Is that what you...
Pukey bit? Whoa. Don't let Hal really... God, I hope he's not listening.
Dude,
are you nuts?
Yeah, okay. All right.
Don't call him a puker.
Dude, your Hal Herman character is...
I'm not Hal Herman. Hal Herman is Hal Herman.
All right, do me a favor. Do an imitation of Hal Herman.
He's like, hey, what's up? It's me. I'm Hal Herman. That's how he talks. It's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an old radio guy.
That's why I'm saying it's a pukey bit. So
you may want to take that up with Hal.
On his way in.
I'm sure he is. Did you... by the way, does he smoke as well? Is he?
Hal?
Yeah.
No. He's class personified. Yeah, he's never.
Straight as an arrow.
So what's the Hal Herman little bit today?
He told me it's a brand new truth booth.
Oh,
so that's
really?
All I know.
Really?
Well, it would have to be brand new. It wouldn't be an old one that we would just rehash old questions.
Yeah,
that we'd
ask. That's a good point.
Hal just texted me and said, tell her to shut it.
Whoa.
All right, Hal. Just try to drive and not text Hal.
Hal, we just said how classy you are.
He just told Roxanne to shut it.
Shut it.
No comment on me calling him a puker.
Oh, wait. He said, sorry, I didn't mean shut it. That was a misspelling. I mean, suck it.
Whoa. Okay.
All right. Well, he'll be here in a little bit.
So what's the deal? So, all right, Froggy's going to do Hal Herman, and it's going to be a truth booth. What are the parameters of the truth booth, and what time?
I don't know. It's your show. You decide the time, but the parameters are full show. Everybody's involved, and we're just going to do a little catch up.
All right. So everyone will be a victim of the truth booth.
As a victim, I guess that works.
Where the truth has to be told.
Oh, must.
All right, Fester.
Yes.
Where the hell were you? You all missed the whole opening of the show. You butt-dialed me at 5:15 this morning. I was just leaving the house, 5:15. My phone rings. It's Fester. I'm like, what is he calling for? And I just hear, like, you know, rustling. So it was a butt dial.
It was a butt dial.
So what's your malfunction this morning?
So as you know, I currently have a situation going on at the house as to where my home is now a sauna slash steam room.
That's right. Your wife and kids are staying at your mother-in-law's house?
They're at the mother-in-law's house.
Because Fester's house is 120 degrees.
Okay, last night, it got to a balmy 91 degrees.
And Plan B is coming out today.
So today they're coming out to do the assessment. Yep. Everything gets installed Friday.
Yeah, they got to do the heat calculation because they got to make sure that they size your system correctly.
Right.
And, of course, your body mass also has to be accounted for because your body heat could throw the whole thing all wiggy.
No, Kenny from Plan B AC is going to take that into consideration. He's probably going to have me exhale into a bag to see how much heat I produce.
Unit's really small.
He's going to put probes on Fester's. Tell him he's going to have to shave areas because the sensors won't stick with all that gorilla-like back hair.
Yeah.
So
no, Froggy's right. I do have, currently, apparently, I have a very small unit. And a very dirty unit.
old, dirty, small.
From what the Plan B guys said. Anyway.
MJ Morning Show sponsor, Plan B Air Conditioning. He's going to put a whole new unit in Fester's house because Fester's air conditioning unit is dead. It's 17 years old. And this genius, if you didn't hear this, Fester the genius goes on vacation while I was with Julian in the Maldives scuba diving. Fester went on a family cruise to the Caribbean out of Miami. And the miser over here, this cheap freaking skate, decides he's going to turn the whole system off. Instead of like putting it up to 78, 79, let some air circulate while you're away in 93 degree days. And then Fester comes back. The home is 120 degrees, puts the system on, and the thing goes and just like dies.
So,
yeah.
I get a call about...
Is anything I said wrong?
No, everything's factual. I have no qualms.
I got your truth booth right here.
So far, it's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So my wife calls me. She goes, you know, you should just lock the house up and come up and spend the night in the air conditioning at my mother's house. And I'm thinking, oh, God, that's an awful idea. She goes, we're having quesadillas. I'm like, oh, okay.
Do you not like your mother-in-law?
Oh, I love my mother-in-law.
You like Allison's mom.
You don't like quesadillas.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. No, Allison's mother-in-law is wonderful. But... I go to her house about 8:30. We sleep there. I wake up at the exact same time as I always do.
Yep.
I get ready. My whole 15-minute, 20-minute home setup. I even showered this morning.
Wow.
You're welcome. And I look at my clock. I'm like, okay, it's 5:15. I should... Oh, my God. I'm 30 minutes north of my house. My whole drive into work...
Wait a minute.
I didn't calculate that.
Where does your mother-in-law live?
I live in L.A. in the Lutz area.
So Fester's in Lutz.
She lives in Laughing Out Loud.
In Atlanta Lakes?
Yes.
Hold on. LOL.
Lots of love.
You're such a bonehead, you didn't realize that you've got a longer drive?
I'm like...
Are you going to be late for work? You can't leave at the same time?
So I'm getting ready, and my wife kind of wakes up, and she's groggy. She's like,
unless you smash the gate doing 98, so you let those truckers roll. So,
no convoy coming in from Land O'Lakes. And I was like, all right. I was like, honey, I'm leaving. I'm gonna go make jokes on the radio now. I'll see you later. And she's
well,
like,
try.
She's like, you better hurry because you're a lot farther away from the radio. I'm like, oh, my God. Dude. I looked it up on Waze. I'm like 40 miles from the radio station. I'm like, I got to tell somebody.
Dude, I'm,
like,
I'm glad you're not a pilot for an airline.
I got to call MJ.
Thank God you're not a pilot ferrying 167 passengers around.
I literally pressed your
Forget
number.
About 737 MAX problems. You'd have a Fester the pilot problem.
It wasn't necessary. I should say, I'm not even in camera shot. I'm standing. Okay, here we go. I pressed your number on my phone, and then I thought twice about it. I'm like, he doesn't care this early in the morning. You're driving in. I didn't want to bother your drive.
I was just finishing up. Last thing I do is brush my teeth, and I was on the last little on my Sonicare. You know how it like partitions every 30 seconds? You get the little so I was on the last quadrant of my 2-minute Sonicare brush, and I look down, and my phone's buzzing, and it's Fester, and I'm going. I pick it up, and there's like you're not there. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Yeah. So that was the deal this morning. I just miscalculated that because I was 20 miles north of where I normally am. So I got here as quickly as I could. I'm sorry.
Right. So Fester is here. Missed the opening of the program.
But it was great. I heard it on the way in.
The Bolts got to win tonight. So they got to even this sucker up. It's got to be 2-2. The Bolts have to win tonight. A lot of people speculated that the Bolts just weren't themselves because of the altitude in Denver. Who the hell knows? Now people are saying that the Avalanche, they're just not themselves at sea level.
Humidity is what really hurts them.
Yeah, whatever.
Tell you what. It's the salty air.
You take a bunch of snow and you put it in humid Florida and it melts.
I got an issue with you.
Okay.
My wife is uncomfortable.
What?
Michelle is like, what the bleep? All right, I got a little issue. Fester and Michelle, I'll explain coming up. Michelle just made me aware of this, so I don't know if she forgot about it and then realized it, but I've got evidence as well. Oh, so we'll have to deal with this. Julian, my son, he said, Dad, my sleep schedule got all janked up too in the last 24 hours. So I want to call Julian. We'll do that in the next segment.
He's probably whining less than this guy.
Man, apparently he was up all night as well. So hang on a second. I've got early morons in the news coming up. We got to talk about the Gronk deal, obviously. I'm not convinced he's really retired. Sounds like he's just pulling a Brady. Hang on. We're back in just a second, and we've got a great pile of idiots. And it'll make you feel better, because when you hear these idiot stories, just automatically makes your life a whole lot better.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, 6:37, you got the MJ Morning Show. Andrew, you get a message off to all the people. Our computer system is like possessed. It's flipping demonic this morning. I don't know what's going to happen. All right, hey, also, don't forget later on today, 8 o'clock. So what time is it? It's 6:37. So in an hour and 23 minutes, right, at 8 o'clock, straight up 8 o'clock, I'm going to give you the Q105 1K Song of the Day song. So at 8 o'clock, whatever the hell I'm doing, I'm going to stop. I'm going to put the brakes on, like those Teslas that are locking it up on the interstate at 75 miles an hour. Has yours done that yet, Fester, by the way?
No, because those are the ones that have like the automatic driving. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you cheaped out. You bought no options on your Tesla. So you got tires and batteries. That's it, right?
That's really the only options they have. It's really not a long option.
You guys get the taillights on yours?
No, we got one. We got one taillight. Left turns only.
Yeah.
No, there's really not a lot of options on them. But you're right. They had that feature, the self-driving feature. I'm just not there yet mentally. I can't commit to that.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. No, but seriously, there's a bunch of Teslas that people are driving like at 70 miles an hour on the interstate, and the Tesla just locks up. The computer brain just hits the brakes, and it just locks it on the interstate. Can you imagine you got cars following you at 75 miles an hour, and your Tesla just hits the brakes?
Well, you don't want to hit something and damage your frunk.
Oh, that's right. The front trunk. Is that it? The front of the car, which is the trunk? All right. So your wife got the new Tesla on Sunday, and so far, so good?
Yeah.
What are you doing as far as charging?
Well,
you're not plugging it into like a regular outlet like Christmas tree lights, are you?
Well, we haven't charged. She used a supercharger once because
do you have a supercharger installed at your house yet?
Okay, so that was the plan for this week.
Oh, jeez.
But
now it's air conditioning.
But now it's air conditioning. Right. So I told my wife, I go, look, you'll be fine for a couple of weeks between superchargers. And even if you plug it in at your house the old-fashioned way, it's still a couple of miles an hour. So she drives, 25 miles a day, 30 miles a day? So over the course of a night, it works out.
All right, anyway. We'll follow the progress of Fester's new Tesla. So Allison, Fester's wife, has a brand new, what model is it?
Why?
Oh, that's right, Model Y. Why? As in, why'd you guys get a Tesla? Anyway, so a Model Y.
Why?
We'll follow the progress. We'll find out if it locks up.
I can't believe how many of those there are on the road. It is crazy.
Yeah, I'm just not a fan. I'm sorry.
If you make it a point to look for them, make a little
they're everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, I was saying 8 o'clock this morning, and I'm giving this like extra special yackage. Maybe there's something here, folks. I'm just saying. 8 o'clock this morning, I'm going to announce the 1K song a day. And then between 9 and 5, the song's going to play. Between 9 and 5. When you hear the song that I announce at 8 o'clock play, you call up, you'd be caller 7 here at Q105, you win $1,000. Boom! Just like that.
Jesus, right? John Madden, what was that?
Yeah, boom! Tough acting tonight.
Tough acting tonight.
And you win five. You win the money.
Ace is the place. Boom.
Where was I? Oh, I got early morons in the news I got to get to. Let me buzz Julian quickly here. Julian, my son.
He just got to sleep. You're going to wake him up now.
No, he's cooking breakfast and having... This kid, he makes strawberry daiquiris like 12 times a day.
Yeah, with alcohol?
Yeah, that's a problem, man.
No,
wait a minute, what?
He's 17. No, not with alcohol.
Is he selling them?
Whenever we're at like the supermarket... Or if he knows I'm going to Restaurant Depot and you know, he's in town, he wants me to grab like the Mrs. T's like strawberry daiquiri mix or, you know, whatever brands are out there. And I'm telling you, the kid makes like 12 strawberry daiquiris a day. I go to get some ice out of the freezer and it's like, there's no ice.
Does he have like a stand set up outside at your house, like a lemonade stand, a strawberry daiquiri stand?
It's like for that sounds more like a smoothie.
No, these are personal consumption. What is that?
That sounds more like a strawberry smoothie to me.
But he's using daiquiri mix, Andrew.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just drinking a juice.
There is no real fruit in this thing. It is just the strawberry mix. And I think he's using orange juice, maybe. So hang on. Let me get Julian on the phone. Because his sleep schedule, before I get to early morons of the news, apparently his sleep schedule is all frigged up as well. And if you were listening to the beginning of the show, here's the deal. And let me get Julian on and I'll explain. My sleep schedule is just awful. I thought I was back on track after being 9 hours ahead. But... I'm back since Sunday afternoon, and it got really bad yesterday. And I thought that I was going to be cool, and I was going to adjust fairly quickly, but apparently that's not going to be the case. Let me call Julian on the cell phone here.
How long are you going to be whining about, affected by this?
I mean...
Hello.
Hey, buddy. So you were awake all night like I was?
Well, so, I woke up at, like, 3, I want to say, but I went to bed at, like, 7, and so I slept, like, the entire time. Well,
guess what?
I woke up at, like, 1 for, like, 20 minutes.
Did you know that I fell asleep at 6 right after the afternoon show, right after Schnitt?
Yeah, I saw you take a nap at 6, and I didn't know you were going to go, like, sleep to sleep.
So. Yeah, well, I didn't wake up till 10.
I didn't know you were going to go sleep to sleep.
Like sleep.
I know what you mean. I mean, it's brilliant, actually. I've never heard it before.
That's what he's going to say when I expire. I didn't know your dad was going to go to sleep to sleep. Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, so here's the deal. Julian and I, father-son trip, last week we were in the Maldives. So the week before last, we were out Thursday, Friday. We were traveling. We flew from Tampa to JFK, then JFK to Doha, Qatar. Then we flew from Qatar or Qatar to Male in the Maldives. We got on a liveaboard scuba boat for a week, and we were 9 hours ahead. So we come back, obviously. We get back at like 1:15 on Sunday afternoon, and I thought that I could potentially stay up until like 11 o'clock at night, get back onto my sleep schedule. And you know what? Sunday was not bad, and even Monday was not bad. But... oh, my God, the schnit hit the fan yesterday. I was just fading quickly. 6 o'clock, right after I finished my afternoon show, 6 p.m. yesterday, I laid down on the couch in the living room. Next thing I know, I wake up, it's 10 o'clock at night. So I start prepping for the morning show. I start going through all my sources and sites and start making notes and, you know, making an outline of what we ought to do today. And then I get tired again at midnight. I lie down at midnight. And I sleep for 20 minutes and then I bolt awake and I'm like, it's like I've been juiced up with like speed or something. All right. So I wake up at midnight, then I can't get back to sleep. So I'm up all overnight and I'm in bed and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't fall asleep. So at 4 a.m., 4:15. 4:15, apparently I fell asleep. That's the last time I saw the time. 4:15, and then I woke up at 5. So I had 45 minutes of sleep. Yeah. So I'm old.
Are you tired?
You know what? I feel pretty good now.
You tired?
What is that? Are you playing a lullaby song on your microphone?
You sleepy boy.
Did you download a lullaby on your phone? He's holding his phone.
You sleepy boy. You sleepy baby. We'll go sleepy.
All right, so, Julian, are my sleep issues, are they similar to what you're experiencing?
They're fairly similar. When we got back, I was fine, kind of.
Yeah.
Not really, actually. I kind of clocked out when we got back at, like, 5. Yesterday I clocked out at 5.
Okay.
No, yesterday was 7. The day before that was 5.
All right, listen, hold on. Julian, stop. Nobody refers to their sleep pattern like a job, okay?
I clocked out at 5. Right. Clocked back in. Took my lunch break.
Do you guys have wonky dreams through all this? Because my jet lag, I feel like I'm hallucinating. Like, I can't tell the difference between being asleep and being awake.
No, I've got some sleep issues beyond this that I'd like to talk about later on. But... I've done a lot of international traveling, and I usually can get back on schedule fairly quickly, but for whatever reason, coming off of this trip, I hit the wall yesterday when I thought I was on the way to recovery to get back on a normal schedule. I hit the freaking wall. All right, J-Dog, I'm glad that you're in the same boat as me. Well, no, I guess that doesn't sound right, does it? I'm glad my son is miserable, just like me. That's not good.
Misery loves company. Yeah. Julian, the bigger issue is... You make a dozen daiquiris a day?
No. I made like one a day. So yesterday, since I was up at like 3,
dude, you made at least 4 daiquiris yesterday.
What? No. I made
cocktail
one.
Over here.
I always end up like over making, so I have enough for like 2.
Okay, that's called like borderline alcoholism. Right there.
No, he's not putting alcohol. These are virgin daiquiris.
I get it, but this is where it starts. You know, I made a 32 ounces of daiquiri.
Yeah, it's the ritual.
I'm
using like Simply Lemonade. That's like strawberry lemonade, and then I'm using Publix brand frozen strawberries.
Mm. Sounds good.
And then I just use ice, and then the whatever daiquiri mix I got this time.
Yeah.
Masters of Mixes.
Masters of Mixes. What happened to Mrs. T's?
It's Julian juice.
Publix doesn't carry the strawberry daiquiri.
Yeah, I'm looking online. Walmart carry. It's not Mrs. T's. Mrs. T makes the pierogies.
Oh, it's Mr. and Mrs. T's. I'm sorry.
It's Mr. T's.
Hey, J-Dog, I got to get into the early morons in the news, but it's been lovely talking to you, and let's try to adjust together. We travel together, we scuba dive together, and now we're going through plus 9 hour adjustment together.
Listen to some
lullabies. We're whining more than him.
What was that?
Listen to some lullabies together.
I think that's what Froggy was just trying to do. All right, Julian, I'll see you later on. All right, buddy?
All right, see ya.
He's being
more mature about it than you.
Julian is 17 for only a couple more days. Do you know that on July 4th?
He's 18.
Julian turns 18 this July 4th.
Yeah, there ought to be a big celebration.
He could buy cigarettes finally.
Yeah, there should be fireworks and things.
Yeah, Julian is coming up on 18 years of age. I mean, where the hell did the time go? All right, let me start with early morons in the news, and then we'll obviously have to do a chunk 2 in just a bit. I got great stuff today. Fester, you sent me this one. I did see it, but I want to give you credit because you kind of scoped this out. The partiers that broke into an $8 million panhandle home and had a party?
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
$8 million. Where is this at?
It's like this.
Seaside.
Mansion.
Yes. And Seaside is like Niceville, around that area, right? Niceville, Seaside.
Yeah.
Niceville?
Yeah.
Niceville's a town in the panhandle of Florida.
Oh, interesting.
$8 million home and... A group shows up, breaks into the house, and they throw a party. And then, according to local media up in the panhandle, there's plenty of evidence because they posted, like, videos and pictures all over social media.
Well, it's a party.
So, but, I mean, they're incriminating themselves. They're delivering evidence to the owners and the police.
I'm sure none of the guests signed a waiver at the door that they wouldn't post pictures.
Yeah, none of the guests were over the age of, like, 19.
Yeah, the owners were not there, obviously. According to the Walton County, Florida Sheriff's Office, photos, videos taken showing all of the faces of all of the people that were there.
What?
The deputies were called to the home early on Saturday morning when there was a noise complaint. An open house parties against the law, said the sheriff's office. An open house party where you break into the house is additionally against the law.
Yes.
So
what happened to the good old field parties? I mean, why break into a house?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the sheriff is saying, yeah, that's called burglary. Yeah, it's burglary. And they got all this evidence. They have videos and pictures of, like, virtually everybody at the party. So once the deputies arrive, then they scatter like cockroaches. And then there are videos all over the internet, Snapchat, Instagram, social, TikTok. It's everywhere. And some of the pictures include where some of the people attending the party, they turn the foyer of the $8 million home into a boxing ring. So seriously, there's video of them having a boxing match. I mean, it's crazy.
Sounds like a party.
There was damage. There were items stolen. A total violation of someone's home. This is felonious. And they've got tons of pictures to make arrests. Anyway, that's what you call morons in the news. You bust in. That's obviously moronic. And then you have all kinds of videos of virtually everyone at the party where you can totally ID everybody.
Okay, so what makes this worse? I mean, according to Walton County Police, 200 kids were there.
Yeah.
The house is up for sale.
Yep.
That's how they knew nobody was there. It was vacant.
Damage and stolen property as well. Yep. They took, like, apparently an 8-foot grizzly that was stuffed. No, I'm kidding. They didn't have a, I don't think they.
That really fits the beach motif.
I don't think they had that. All right, I'm just scratching the surface, folks. I'm just scratching the moron surface. It gets really good when we get back in a minute here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
MJ Morning Show on Q105 MJ with Froggy Fester, Roxanne, Andrew, our producer. Time at 7:01 here on a Wednesday. Of course, Lightning back in action tonight. Avalanche Game 4, Stanley Cup Finals here in town. Amalie, the Lightning, they have to tie it up. They cannot let the Avalanche win tonight and then go back to Colorado. You can't go back to Denver and have the Avalanche 3-1 in this series. It's got to be 2-2. The Lightning have got to win tonight. Do we know what are the injury reports? Who got whacked? Was it who got
Andrew?
Yeah. Who got? It was one of the Russian dudes. Which Russian dude got hurt?
The guy with the beard,
Nikita Kucherov.
It was that guy. Yeah, so...
Oh, no. What happened?
No. There was like a dirty play. Wasn't it like Avalanche had a dirty play, right?
Yeah. Surprisingly, no extra penalty will be against the guy who hit him.
Why not?
Because the league didn't think it was bad enough.
All right, so Khrushchev needs to take a shoe and bang it on this Avalanche guy's head.
Right, Kucherov.
I know. I was making a reference to Khrushchev and banging the shoe at the UN back in the 60s.
Oh, right? That was over my head.
Did he pop his Khrushchev?
Did he what?
That was a big Russian dance club hit song.
Pop that Khrushchev, baby!
Pop that Khrushchev, baby!
All right, so go Lightning.
You want more injury updates? Braden Point did not play in the last game, and he is game-time decision.
All right, so we don't know about Braden Point yet. Listen, the Lightning.
Somebody named Point on it. That's like a football player being named Touchdown.
No, it'd be Gold.
It'd be Gold. It's not Point. It would be Braden Gold.
It's not Gary Gold.
Yeah.
Gary Gold would be great.
He'd be a good soccer player.
Guys, let me finish up with the early morons of the news. And, well, this is real estate related. And if I've got a real estate question, who am I going to call? I'm going to call Andrew Duncan Duo. All right? I'm going to have to hit him with a question right off the bat. All right, hang on. Let me get Andrew Duncan on. Calling Andrew Duncan, Duncan Duo, you know, you see his commercial.
The person you are trying to reach what? Has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
Whoa.
Please, try your call.
You're bothering him too much.
Yeah.
What is he, what his mailbox?
He's a busy man.
Hang Andrew on. Duncan's like, you know what, I'm just going to change my number.
Yeah, maybe, no, maybe I...
I'm a realtor. My number is my lifeblood, but MJ calls so much, I'm just going to change
it. I must have misdialed.
Hang on a second. Must have.
Yeah, here we go. I think we got it now.
Good morning.
Is this Andrew Duncan, Duncan Duo?
This is, yes, sir.
All right, we've called you with some wacky stuff. Would you agree?
Yes, you have.
All right, well,
you're going to call me with like a really regular real estate question.
Yeah, no, listen, Andrew, I'm not calling you with any regular real estate questions. All right, I'll let you do all the regular real estate stuff with the clients. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Selling billions of dollars worth of houses. All right. Question is pretty straightforward. Andrew, have you ever kidnapped a couple or put a leash around the neck of one of your female clients?
Absolutely not. All right.
Now,
just checking.
Now, the male clients, you know, I've leashed up a couple of those.
All right, now, all right. I told you don't know what to expect when I'm calling you, right?
That's right.
All right, this is crazy. All right, so it's good to hear. The Duncan Duo, Andrew Duncan, they've never kidnapped clients and they've never put leashes around necks, right?
No, never have.
Dude, you should include that in your next TikTok.
That's our there you go, our next TikTok or our next, you know, when we do listing presentations, we'll be like, look, you're either gonna sign with us or we're gonna put this leash around your neck.
We're gonna kidnap you.
All right, that's not a good close, Andrew. Don't do that.
All right, so Andrew, here's the deal. I'm looking at the mugshot of Kerry Ensley, a high end real estate agent out in Colorado. He's facing charges of kidnapping, menacing, and violating a restraining order. This is the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, which is the Denver area. 73-year-old high-end real estate agent kidnapped the couple on a Colorado hiking trail, put a nylon leash on the woman.
Oh, my goodness. That's just another reason for me to dislike Colorado right now.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah,
I'm rooting for him to lose against the Lightning, obviously. So, yeah.
Right?
Not a fan of Colorado to begin with, but it sounds like real estate may be a little wacky out there, too.
Kerry Ensley, who has sold upscale homes in Denver suburbs for Sotheby's and Compass, is now facing charges of kidnapping, menacing, violating a restraining order in the attack on Friday on a trail near a golf course in Lakewood.
Wow. You know what? It's a matter of time before those real estate companies disassociate, probably, that most of the companies, you know, anytime you hear some scandalous story about real estate agents, and look, unfortunately, there are some scandals out there. You know, you've heard them over the years of agents doing crazy things. And, you know, one of the very first things that happens is those large national real estate companies will.
Yeah, listen, Sotheby's is big. Compass is big. Yeah. And, yeah. You know, so you're saying that these companies, they will cut this guy loose immediately, right?
Probably, just from the backlash.
Now, here's what happened. Another guy calls 911 and reports seeing two hikers being held at gunpoint and the woman with a dog leash around her neck. And the assailant was identified as this guy Ensley, a high-end real estate broker in the Denver area.
Hey, look, I know the real estate market's pretty competitive, but I don't think you have to go to those steps, guy.
Yeah.
You could be successful without having to kidnap and leash people.
All right, there's a little bit of a backstory here. Apparently, this Ensley guy, the crazy real estate guy, has had a history of harassing this woman. So I don't know whether
it goes from kidnapping to stalking and kidnapping now.
It sounds like he was stalking then kidnapped. So apparently he has a history with the woman. It sounds like he followed them to the hiking trail and decided, hey, I'm going to make my move when they're in the woods when no one's around. I mean, this is crazy.
That is crazy.
You can't judge someone by how they look, but he looks like a totally normal. I mean, I would trust him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you look at his profile picture there, not the mugshot.
Those are always the freakiest.
I'm looking at his headshot that is on the sign in front of a house.
Yeah. It's like a nice guy.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've dealt with some crazy real estate agents.
Well, I'm going to ask you about that in a second. But
that's a pretty good one.
I'm going to ask you about that in 1 second here. But apparently, this woman with the dog leash around her neck held at gunpoint on the hiking trail. She had previously obtained a restraining order against the agent. The suspect allegedly ordered the husband and wife to come with him, but the husband managed to wrestle away and grab the gun. The couple then ran off and met responding deputies because another person had witnessed the shenanigans and called 911. This is nuts. The couple, so they ran off, and then a cop stun gunned the guy. So he... this story has everything. So a deputy fired his taser at the guy. He was taken to the hospital complaining of injuries from the stun gun. Anyway, this dude's in a lot of trouble. I don't think he's going to be doing many real estate deals.
No, I don't think. I think high-end real estate is off the charts for this guy. That might not be happening anymore once this becomes public.
All right, so, Andrew, I'm on his webpage right now, and he has several open listings right now.
Yeah.
So what happens to the commission on something like that when the primary realtor is in prison?
Because, by the way, hold on a minute. This is important. He's still being held on a $500,000 bond. He's still he's still in jail in Jefferson County out in the Denver area.
So here's one thing that's interesting. A lot of people don't understand this. Listings belong to the brokerage, not the agent. So what's likely going to happen in those situations is the brokerage is simply going to assign a new agent to those listings and probably let some of the people out of contracts. There's going to be...
Well, that's the point. Let's say it's a Sotheby's listing, and the people who have their house listed, they're like, we don't want any part of this.
Correct.
Can you terminate the contract if your agent kidnaps people at gunpoint and puts a leash around a woman's neck?
Well, every listing agreement's got different language in it. That would be a clause I've never seen before.
Can I request him? Can I request
him? It's always up to the broker. If the broker wants to let him out, then they can.
I don't think this guy's going to be selling homes in the Denver area anytime soon.
I like this guy's tenacity.
I think he's probably done for a while.
Fessa, what are you saying?
This guy's a real go-getter.
Yeah.
This guy will...
Making things happen.
Yeah, I'm going to give this guy a second look.
You know, I like an aggressive agent, but you know what? Maybe not this aggressive. All right, last thing here, Andrew. So if you have to leave names and companies out of the story, what is the craziest real estate agent story that you know of here in the Tampa Bay area?
Oh, man, that's a great one. I have crazy real estate stories. The crazy real estate agent story would be... we had a real estate agent about a decade ago open up a listing and stay overnight in the listing with their affair partner.
Oh, my God. So they were having an affair and they stayed in the in the listing house and slept in their bed?
They did, and they did not realize that cameras were everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, so that one's pretty bad. I'm not naming any names or companies. Yeah, that was like a decade ago, but yeah, the agent was having an affair and met up with their affair partner at a vacant listing of ours and stayed overnight at the property and didn't realize there were cameras.
And so 10 years ago, cameras weren't everywhere like they are now. So they didn't think of it.
Yeah. It was like a webcam that caught him. It was like literally like a camera on the top of a computer monitor.
Wow.
Like, it was not like the cameras of today. It was like there. So it's not like it was. It's not like there was super high def footage of them everywhere, but you could see the. Who scanned into the lockbox and kind of put the story together.
Andrew Duncan. So Andrew Duncan, Duncan Duo, buddy. You know, if we're calling, it's going to be something bizarre. But but Andrew's gig is really normal real estate transactions.
Normal real estate.
That's what the Duncan Duo.
High-end normal real estate.
Exactly.
No leases or anything.
Andrew Duncan, Duncan Duo, like over $3 billion in real estate sales, biggest in the Tampa Bay area. Remember, DuncanDuo.com, DuncanDuo.com when you want to sell a home. Andrew, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, MJ.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
All right. So there you go. You know, you see his TV spots every... Have you noticed that his suits are great now since I called him out last year? Seriously.
He's so appreciative of that.
He is.
Hey, he is. Yeah. You know, he is.
Yeah. And my wife said, hey, that's another good suit. Because we saw another commercial, I think, during one of the Lightning games. And
he outdresses you.
And he, of course he does.
Long shot. Well,
anyone can outdress me. A guy, bumming... coin at the Fletcher and 275 is going to outdress me.
Anybody wearing long pants outdresses
exactly.
You're proud?
All right. Fester, I got an issue with you and Michelle, which I'm uncomfortable. I got to be honest. I'm uncomfortable here.
All right.
Yeah. You have no idea what I'm talking about, right? All right. Hold on. There is an issue with Fester and my wife. Michelle was a little weirded out.
All right? You did something inappropriate.
Well, yes. I think this is inappropriate.
Oh,
all right.
God.
Folks, hang on. You tell us, is this inappropriate? Next. on the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, you got the MJ Morning Show. It's Q105. It is 7:24 here on a Wednesday. And without further delay, I find this awkward. And Michelle, why'd you just hand me Allison's number, Fester? Who just handed me Allison's number?
I did not.
Oh, did I just hold it up to the camera? Can people see it?
Hold is on. It 813-310-8444?
That's my number.
That's Fester's number.
That's my number. All right.
Why'd you just hand me Allison's number?
I don't know. What are you going to talk about with Michelle?
That's a backup. That's a safety technique, right there.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I think it's a backup.
I don't appreciate you saying I did something to make anybody's wife feel uncomfortable.
So he's putting that out there just to say, hey, I'm not guilty. Call my wife.
So Fester's handed me Allison's cell number for something. Is she going to be your defense lawyer here? Or
what's going on with Michelle? I have a very good relationship with Michelle. I've known her for a very long time.
Maybe a little too good here, because I'm going to tell you right now, this is just a wee bit uncomfortable. So Michelle says, oh, I forgot to tell you, while you were away scuba diving with Julian, Fester sent me a text message. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening. What are you laughing at, Frog?
Because he's just an animal.
What?
You were just inappropriate. I can imagine what I don't know. What could it be?
I don't know what it could be.
Michelle said, I've got the screenshot right here. So I'm holding the screenshot because Michelle sent me the screenshot. You have no idea what you texted my wife?
Hold on, I got to go back in my texts. I pull up, hey, MJ wife. I don't even have her listed as Michelle on my phone.
You sent, hold on. You sent Michelle, my lovely wife, a text last week while I was away. And it said, we are on a cruise next week. You should book a solo room.
That's right.
Why are you suggesting that my wife book a solo room on the cruise? Oh, it gets weirder, okay. Froggy.
That's
not it. That's weird enough.
Is this how we talk to each other around here?
Oh, so Fester texts Michelle, yeah, we're going on a cruise next week, knowing that I'm out of town with Julian and Michelle's at home alone because Chloe is on summer break, but not really. She's studying French at the Sorbonne in Paris right now.
That makes us all feel awkward. I mean, I feel awkward just from hearing that one.
Michelle is home.
All right, hold on.
Michelle's home alone, and Fester sends her a note. We're on a cruise next week. You should book a solo room.
Okay, hold on.
So then you write out of Miami.
Well, hold on. I go back further in the text chain because I found it too. I have no issue with this. Wednesday, June 8th, 3:09 p.m.
Okay.
All right, I wrote to her, you all alone this week? Peace and quiet? She wrote back, yep, with a thumbs up. I go, hey, you know, we're on a cruise next week. You should come. You should book a solo room out of Miami.
Okay, well, listen. When you say,
We didn't text her that.
I'll tell you the mistake that you made.
Didn't even cross my mind.
You're unthoughtful.
All right, hold on.
The fact that you said book a solo room, it makes it sound like you want to come sneak and see her in her solo room.
Her husband is in the middle of an ocean on the other side of the world.
If you would have sent that, not said solo, I think it would have sounded less salacious.
You should book a solo. So first of all,
I have no issue with any of that.
That's creep line number one. Okay. Then Michelle responds, ha ha. By the way, that's a nervous ha ha. She responds,
yeah, sometimes when women laugh, it's like they're uncomfortable. And it's just a way to.
That's the kind of ha ha when you ask somebody to help get their couch in the truck.
Michelle texts back, ha ha, I'm doing a lot of cleaning and work that never gets done because I'm married to a tornado.
Yes.
Why is she even answering this?
That I procreated with and now have two junior tornadoes.
So the house is apparently all torn up.
So now she's totally diffusing the situation with humor.
It's a lot of details. So
Michelle thinks I'm a tornado and that we procreated, and Julian and Chloe are junior tornadoes.
That's very descriptive. I love that.
We've got sisters. Was that, remember, what was it?
Twister?
We've got cows.
We've got cows.
Remember?
It's the finger of God.
From the movie Twister. All right, so then Fester writes back. So Michelle's clearly trying to say, no, I'm not coming on your cruise. I'm not booking a solo room.
She could have done anything. She could have gone anywhere last week by herself.
So then, wait a minute, it gets worse. Then Fester writes back, whatevs, EVS, whatevs.
Whatevs.
And then the next text from Fester is, or we could find a nude beach in the Bahamas.
Ow,
and Fester. And forever keep the skeletons in the closet?
Dude,
what are you sending to my wife while I'm in the Indian Ocean scuba diving?
All right, clearly,
I feel so weird.
Clearly, I was trying to give her some level of entertainment while she's home alone for a week while everybody in our entire family is scattered around the world.
You were giving her options.
Fester.
You can sit at your shack all week with your thumb in your ear, or join us on this kick-ass cruise. Dude, Maybe find a nude beach in the Bahamas.
Michelle was like a little creeped out.
I'm horrified.
Michelle said, I've known Fester for a long time, but this is a little weird.
What?
Yes. Michelle's words to me last night, and I guess she had forgotten about this, and she last night she says, oh, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I got to show you the text that Fester sent while you were away. Dude, you sent my wife, or we could find a nude beach in the Bahamas and forever keep the skeletons in the closet?
That's pretty inappropriate.
Dude, if this came to fruition, the skeleton bones would forever be in the closet.
I mean, is there a closet big enough for your bones?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You have to bury them with like a bulldozer, but
she has no lovely bones here.
Dude, you gotta admit, Fester, were you drunk?
No, this is options.
Are these texts appropriate?
If I got texts like that, I would think that there was that was an invitation.
Okay. I texted the wrong person.
What do you expect her to say? Okay. Be right there.
No. More along the lines, I was trying to get her to at least get out.
Awkward. She wants to hang out with you and your wife and your family and just sit there with you guys?
Hold on. If Michelle had a choice of hanging out with me or you, who do you think she'd pick?
I don't know. Ask her.
We will.
At this point, probably me.
Hello.
Are you listening or are you sleeping? Because our sleep schedule's all frigged up and I probably kept you up half the night.
I just woke up.
All right, so you're not tuned in right now?
No.
Michelle, could you imagine waking up right now on a beautiful nude beach in the Bahamas?
Ugh. Oh, my God. Fester.
All right, Michelle, obviously you know what we're talking about. I just shared the screen capture of the texts that Fester sent you. And I have never heard Michelle in all of the years that I've worked with Fester, and there's been plenty of interaction with Fester and Michelle over the years. I have never heard Michelle say to me, this is weird.
Fester, are you becoming the creep?
What was he thinking?
First of all,
you're becoming the creepy old guy.
Obviously,
dude,
Michelle.
Dude.
I'm quasi-serious. No, obviously, this was a joke.
Was it a joke, or was it like, I'm going to throw this out there and see what happens and use the I'm a jokey guy excuse? And then maybe you're having a midlife crisis.
That's a thing.
Yes.
People that float unsavory concepts or people that float creepy things, they'll throw it out hoping the other person will bite. And if they don't, I'm just joking.
Just an LOL.
I'm just
thought you could use some levity. Come on, Fester.
Michelle,
you want to see those jugs.
Froggy, stop it.
I saw the Johnny Depp t-shirt, so, you know.
Michelle.
Is that when this
started? I mean, that's where it started. Michelle, how am I going to pull that off, huh? I'm going to go on a cruise with my whole family and kids and my boss's wife and say, hey, honey, I got to go for a couple of hours and take my boss's wife to this beach on the other side of the island. Keep the kids? No, it's not going to. I can't pull that off.
You know what the weirdest part of all this is?
Yeah.
You were obviously thinking about this for a while before you texted.
Does it sound like I think about anything before I text it?
Clearly not. Michelle, you told me about this last night, and you're like, hey, I got to show you the text that Fester sent. I mean, you were a little creeped out, right?
No.
What?
I'm just curious. What was Allison thinking, and where was she going to be if we were going to go to a nude beach?
So wait a minute. You were not creeped out?
Of course you were creeped out.
Hold on, Michelle. Hold on, Michelle. All right.
Don't fall back on your sword now.
Hang on a sec. All right. Maybe I used the wrong language. Last night, you said that, you know
what? What was Fester thinking?
Yeah, you said, what was Fester thinking? And I said, maybe a wee bit inappropriate, and you agreed with me, right?
He's Fester Cosby. What are you talking about?
Hold on. Michelle, you're saying you weren't that creeped out?
Oh, all right.
I'm just flattered. I mean, I am. You're a lovely person. You know what I mean?
You're turning into somebody we used to work with.
What?
Fester, you can't be texting my wife that since I'm out of town with Julian and Chloe's not home, that Michelle ought to book a solo room on your cruise out of Miami and then find the nude beach in the Bahamas and forever keep the skeletons in the closet?
Okay, first of all,
you can't text that to my wife.
She sat at home for a week. I mean, you know how much fun she would have had if she would have got her own room. She would have had privacy. She could have done whatever she wanted.
She could have walked around her huge house naked all week.
She could have had the drink package on the boat and go to the Bahamas.
I did walk around in my house naked all week.
Don't tell Fester that. Text you later to ask her for pics.
I mean, essentially, she did exactly what I suggested, except without the sand and the Bahamian people.
Basically.
And the annoying fat guy.
Fester, do me a favor. Don't send crap like this to my wife again. All right.
Is that your boundary, MJ?
Delete that crotch shot you're about to send.
This is weird stuff.
I didn't send any emojis. I didn't, like, you know,
you didn't send an eggplant emoji?
I didn't send an eggplant. I didn't send a peach emoji. Nothing like that, okay?
Pickle?
All right, Michelle.
Cuban sandwich?
It does look like a pickle.
Fester hopefully will not send you any more creepy texts. I think they're creepy. I don't know if you categorize them as creepy, but I think they're creepy and I think they're inappropriate.
If it had been from Froggy, it might have been creepy, but it's from Fester.
Yeah, it's expected. He's a natural creep.
Hey, Michelle, quick question. If you had to hang out with one of us, Froggy or Fester, who would you pick?
Oh, that's tough.
When you say hang out, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Not a nude beach. Yeah. That obviously be Froggy.
I got to be honest. Fester would clear a nude beach.
Oh.
He would.
They call, like, Florida Wildlife to come get the manatee off the side of the beach.
It's in the Bahamas, so it'd be Bahamian wildlife.
Okay.
And they would think, like, a whale has come ashore.
A sperm whale has beached itself.
All right, of all the whales to pick, that's the wrong one to have next to your wife.
It's a narwhal with no horn.
All right, Michelle, I got to run, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye.
It's a walrus with really short yellow teeth.
Fester, you typically don't surprise me. Other than when you light a van on fire and nearly get us charged with felonies in a parking lot, or
putting accelerant
on Disney princess dresses, you typically don't surprise me, but yeah, this text back and forth here was a little creepy.
If anything, I gave your marriage a litmus test, and you should be happy she said no thanks, fat boy,
and came to you and showed it to you. That's very honest.
She could have taken you to town, buddy.
Me or him.
A Largo woman. Are you ready for the Largo woman?
Sure.
You know, we all know about a Florida man. That's how the whole Florida man thing started, because all these stories that would start out with
a Florida man.
A Florida man did, you know, fill in the blank, and that's why Florida has the reputation for being, well, listen, Florida has just this influx or this conveyor belt of crazy stories, because Florida draws humanity from all over the country. Just tons of people move to Florida. It's sort of a melting pot of people from all over the country. And with that, you get some quality people, but you get a lot of low-quality folks as well.
A lot of low-quality folks.
So I'm thinking with Largo in the idiot and moron stories consistently now. I mean, really, does a week go by that we don't have a handful of stories out of Largo?
No.
Every week there's something. Okay, so By geographic definition,
yes.
This is just a Largonian woman.
It's a Largo woman. It technically happened in Tarpon Springs.
So she's trying to bring down the rest
right.
of Pinellas
County. But it's a Largo woman. So just like you'll hear a Florida man, we're getting to the point now where stories are going to be a Largo woman a Largo man. Well, guess what? This is from Channel 8's website. And how does the story start? A Largo woman. I swear. A Largo woman was arrested Monday afternoon after she allegedly set some shrubs on fire while she was naked. The Tarpon Springs police, they show up. An officer was dispatched to U.S. 19 for a call about a naked woman on the side of the road lighting bushes on fire.
What?
That could go both ways.
Yeah.
I was thinking how very biblical of her, but now, you're right.
The woman identified as 40-year-old Melanie Ann Keorg, K-E-O-R-G-H.
So, such a hot name.
Of Largo, was found in the bushes on an intersection median, according to the arrest affidavit. You know what? Naked in a median strip on U.S. 19 is no way to go through life, lady. Cops say the responding officer smelled a burning odor while speaking to this woman and then noticed that smoke was coming from bushes like 15 feet away. While attempting to stop the burning, the defendant, the Largo woman, stated that she started the bonfire for a celebration.
What? She's having a celebration, all right.
Did this happen to the Three Amigos?
In total, the fire ended up causing $50 in damage to two shrubs.
Way to really assess that.
In the median strip on U.S. 19, would they bring the crime scene investigators in? And would they bring in a horticulturalist? Those are rhododendrons. Those are crotons. $25 a piece. $50 in damage. All right, the woman was booked into the Pinellas County Jail, criminal mischief charges. But, my God, it's every week now there's a whole handful of stories involving Largo. Yes, Rox.
Oh, never mind. Okay, I'm texting.
What?
Hold on.
You just say never mind?
I'm talking to my texter. I'm not talking to you guys. This is what happened. One of my texters prints people in Largo. And so,
hold on. They do what?
Hold up.
Print. At the jail.
Okay, you got to be more specific.
Prince.
So somebody that is texting you works at the Pinellas County Jail, and they do intake, and they fingerprint the people coming in.
Yeah, I was thinking somebody just shoving somebody in a printer.
You know what? Remember when Roxanne said, never mind?
Yes.
We probably should have gone with that.
You think so?
what does your print person say?
So what's the story?
So he was asking this morning, have you done the naked Largo woman yet?
Oh, so a texter was asking, well, guess what? Yes. I've just done the naked Largo woman.
And said, I think this is the woman I printed. And I'm like, no way, give me some details. And then as we start talking, the person's like, no, this wasn't the one I printed. I printed one who pooped on a church doorstep.
All right, hold on, I gotta find that story.
Everybody's been there.
What is going on? What is happening here, folks? Oh, my God. All right. Moving along. We got to get into Gronk, obviously. I don't know if I'm buying the whole retirement deal. Let me spend a couple of minutes on Gronk.
Why would he do it after the same thing that the other guy did?
Well,
pathetic.
Gronk's retired once before. He took a whole year off.
Yeah, I know that. So he retired, unretired. Now he's allegedly retiring again. But you got the famous agent, Drew Rosenhaus. Yeah. Drew Rosenhaus, the famous NFL sports agent, says that he wouldn't be surprised if he unretires.
What's the point? Dude.
I remember when my grandfather retired. They had a party. They gave him a present. And it was over. And he never went back to work or talked to any of those people again.
My dad just retired. He's out, bro.
I mean, what's the word retirement mean? I'm going to retire. I'm back in a minute.
All right. Can I share with you Gronk's Instagram post? Let me share with you what Gronk posted on Instagram yesterday.
Oh, God. Is it like 18 paragraphs long?
Okay. Let's.
Can he write that much?
Yeah, I'm looking at this. He obviously did not write this. I mean, he's a talented football player, but however, he is not a laureate.
Well, he's been taught how to catch a football.
He's been taught how to catch a football.
That's what he does.
It sounds like the same person that taught Gronk English taught you.
You're telling me that
Gronk
didn't write this?
Gronk. I write letter.
Gronk.
I write letter.
Gronk.
Gronk. Gronk. Gronk. Gronk. Gronk. Gronk. Gronk.
All right. Now, here's the post from Instagram yesterday. In college, I was asked to write about a dream job opportunity.
Oh, God.
Does this go on and on?
Can I share some? Please. Come on, guys. Gronk posted this on Instagram. Whether he wrote it himself or somebody wrote it for him, this is what it says. In college, I was asked to write about a dream job opportunity that I wanted to pursue and where the location would be. Every time I had to write about my future, no matter for what, I picked being a professional football player. For that assignment, though, we had to pick a location. So I wrote I wanted to play in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Lie.
For many reasons. The sunny weather being number one, I completely forgot about writing this report until 2 years ago when I had the opportunity to join the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And let me tell you, the journey in Tampa over the last 2 years has blown away what I originally wrote about in college big time. And for this, I want to thank the whole entire first-class Buccaneers organization for an amazing ride, trusting me to come back to play and help build the championship team. I will now be going back into my retirement home, walking away.
What?
I'm going to a retirement home.
Wait, is he going to Del Boca Vista community, 55 and up?
What? Isn't he 31?
Gronk,
keep the villages.
Gronk, keep the pen. Gronk, keep the pen. The pen is yours. Gronk, keep the pen. Remember the Seinfeld episode with the upside down astronaut?
You don't have to say that part.
Anyway, so he says that he thanks the Buccaneers organization, and he says that I'll now be going back into my retirement home, walking away from football again with my head held high, knowing I gave it everything I had, good or bad, every time I stepped out onto the field. The friendships and the relationships I have made will last forever, and I appreciate every single one of my teammates and coaches for giving everything they had as well, from retirement back to football and winning another championship, and now back to chilling out. Thank you to all Buccaneers fans, the crew. Without you guys, none of this is possible. All of you brought it every game. Thank you for all you do. Cheers to what's next. Maybe sailing the seas. Arg. It ends with arg.
Yeah, well, it's a pirate-themed team. That makes a lot of sense. You know what? I've always liked Gronk. I've always been a fan of him as far as a football player goes. I kind of like his party attitude all the time.
I think Gronk's
nice.
I think he's a nice guy. I mean, I've never met Gronk. I mean, I would like to actually meet
Gronk,
but I haven't had a chance to meet him. But no, he does sound like an approachable, decent, nice guy, right?
I think so, and I think maybe he'll be back. You want to take bets? Should we? I think he's going to unretire.
Well, and that's certainly a possibility. And in fact, Drew Rosenhaus, his agent, said that he wouldn't be surprised if he just comes back during the season.
So, MJ, we have something very special for you and for the MJ Morning Show listeners.
I got to get to Tom Brady's response. All right, yes.
Gronk.
Yep.
Gronk is actually called into the show. He's on line 12.
You're telling me we have
Gronk
on the phone?
No, I'm telling you we have Gronk on the phone.
Gronk! 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 Gronk!
All right. Am I annoying you, Fester?
Well, I mean, you really think that old SNL segment's really funny.
I love that noise.
I know you
all
do.
Right. So Gronk is on the phone. Hey, Gronk, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hello, Gronk?
Hold on.
Say it again.
Gronk on phone. Gronk, call MJ. Gronk, retire. Hello?
Yeah, we're here, Gronk.
Gronk, say, how do you hang up phone? Do I put in mouth?
Take the phone out of your mouth.
How do hang up? Do I bang on wall?
All right.
Froggy, hang up the phone, man.
All right,
Gronk, confused.
All right, take the phone out of your mouth, Froggy.
Andrew, take the phone away from Froggy.
I don't know now what to do.
Andrew, literally, rip the phone out of his hands right now.
I'm sorry. I have to apologize to both you and the MJ Morning Show listeners. Mm. This idea was funnier when Froggy actually was saying, hey, Gronk's going to call in pickup line 12.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I actually sucked.
Did Gronk call?
No, you just missed him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you, Froggy, just missed the call from
Gronk.
I heard he tries to put his phone in his mouth all the time.
There's a rumor floating around that he's going to work on a contract with, or he's working on a contract with WWE as an in-ring performer.
Are you serious?
Sucks at wrestling. Rumor.
It's just a rumor.
A rumor he's going to go work for World Wrestling and Entertainment?
You're going to go leave wrestling or football from getting CTE, and then you're going to get worse CTE wrestling?
Anyway, Tom Brady responded on Instagram. Tom Brady yesterday wrote, teammate, friend, brother, just a few of the words that come to mind when I think of Gronk. Nobody has ever embodied the idea of leaving it all out on the field like Rob has throughout his entire career. Every single snap, I knew that no matter how many people you put in front of him, he was going to get to his spot. Even more important is the person he was off the field, focused when he had to be and fun the rest of the time. Having Gronk in your locker room was every NFL player's dream. I'm proud of all that. That we've accomplished together, and even more excited for all you have ahead of you. Congrats, Gronk. You deserve it. So that's the Tom Brady response on Instagram.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you right now that it would not surprise me, just as his agent is saying, Drew Rosenhaus, that it wouldn't surprise him if Gronk comes back midseason. Or listen, I wouldn't be surprised if he unretires, you know, right after the preseason and comes back.
Come back.
If we frog you, we stop it.
Come back now. Me eat microphone. Oh, me talking to it.
Do you understand if Gronk walked in the studio, he'd kick your ass in like a second?
I would endorse that.
Go ahead, Gronk, bring it.
I would totally endorse
I'll
that.
I'll kick you in your Oscar Slaughter's disease knee.
What?
He has Oscar Slaughter's disease?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
I assume he has some sort of knee disease. All football players, though. Yeah. He probably has Oscar Slaughter's disease.
Anyway,
is that a real disease?
Yes.
Anyway.
It's a knee disease.
Gronk, whatever you choose, best of luck. But I don't think it's out of the question that he comes back.
What is he going to do?
Hold on, it's Osgood Slaughter's.
It's Oscar Slaughter's.
Oscar Slaughter.
No, it's Fester just brought it up on Google.
Oscar Slaughter's disease.
Osgood Slaughter's disease.
Well, I hope I'll kick him in his Osgood Slaughter's knee.
You're like butchering the whole damn thing.
Oscar Slaughter.
Oscar Slaughter's a band.
Osgood Slaughter disease is a condition that causes pain and swelling below the knee joint.
Yeah, I'll kick him right there.
Where the patellar tendon attaches to the top of the shin bone, the tibia, a spot called the tibial tuberosity.
I know my stuff. I know my knee diseases.
Whatever.
Yeah, Oscar Slaughter works for the City of Tampa Sanitation Department over here. He's like, what are you guys talking about, man?
Hey, Andrew. Oh, by the way, we've got the $1,000 song deal coming up in 10 minutes. So at 8 o'clock, in exactly 10 minutes from right now, I'm going to give you today's 1K song a day here on Q105. So 10 minutes from right now, I'm going to give you the song title. It's going to play sometime between 9 and 5 today. And when you hear the song, be caller 7, win $1,000. All right, so I'm going to give you the song title in just a few minutes here on Q105. Hey, do you have the teaser that I recorded for yesterday? Could you play it from in there, Andrew? All right, so I did every day. I do a teaser. So when we finish the MJ Morning Show at close to 10 a.m., I have something already that I want to do on tomorrow's show. So I do a little promo teaser, 10, 15 seconds about what's coming up. Now, Andrew, do you have it ready to go? Andrew? All right. So, Andrew, do you have it? Yes. All right. So this is the teaser from yesterday. All right. Can you roll it? Yes. No. Maybe. Hello? I saw an ad for an alleged miracle hangover patch. Let's explore. Tomorrow morning, 7:45, MJ Morning Show here on Q105. All right, so it's 7:51, which is pretty good for me, actually.
Really
good. I'm only running 6 minutes late. I'm on JetBlue. And, this is the first time I saw this, so I don't know if this is new. So coming back from the Maldives, we had flown from Male, Maldives to Doha, Qatar, then Doha to JFK, And then I had a JetBlue flight back on Sunday morning. And, of course, on JetBlue, you get free Wi-Fi. But I've never seen this before. Now, to connect to the free Wi-Fi, they make you watch an ad. So, you know, like when you're on YouTube?
Yeah,
to watch videos on YouTube, people monetize their YouTube stuff by...
I hate that.
You got to watch. And, you know, on YouTube, sometimes you can skip the ad or sometimes you're forced to watch the whole ad.
But if you don't pay attention, sometimes YouTube puts on like a four-minute ad. And it's like a whole other show.
I wait for that skip ad. I'm waiting for crack.
Well, here's the deal.
Not exactly crack, but you know what I'm saying.
Not literal crack.
Here's the story. So I'm on JetBlue Sunday morning, and I want to log on to the free Wi-Fi, do some show prep for our 2-hour and 6-minute flight. It was a quick flight, by the way. Nice quick flight right into 19 left. We didn't have to do the whole roundabout around McDill and coming up.
I hate the 19 left route.
No. You want 19.
Hate the 19 right.
You want one. If you're coming from the Northeast, or really just about anywhere, you want to land on 19 left or 19 right. No. That's the one that comes over Hillsboro.
19 wrong.
Over Carrollwood, down the Veterans. That's what you want to come in that way. Because if you got to go all the way around McDill and up Tampa Bay and over. The South Tampa Peninsula, that just adds time to your flight, man.
Yeah, Froggy wants to do the 6-9 middle, not the 19 left.
All right, we stop it.
I mean, what are we talking, airport talk here? We're talking runways?
Listen.
I didn't know what you were talking about for the first couple. I was like, what are you talking about, runways?
Well, let me tell my story.
All right, go.
So I'm on JetBlue, and this is the first time, I don't know if they just started this, because I was on JetBlue maybe within the last month or two using the free Wi-Fi, and I don't remember them forcing me to watch a commercial then. But a commercial comes on before I can connect the free Wi-Fi, and it's for something called the Acalo Hangover Patch. And they're like, oh, this is a miracle. It's hangover prevention. You slap the hangover patch on, and they show it with a woman lifts up her shirt, and she's got the hangover patch right on her abdomen, right on her stomach.
Aren't those patches really all kinds of patches?
Yeah, you can do it for headaches. You can do them for all kinds of stuff.
It's the Acalo Vitamin B1 Hangover Patch, and Fester went to the website.
Now, I do want to tell you something, though, MJ. You got to be clear about this.
Yeah.
This is hangover prevention.
Right.
Because there is no cure for a hangover, technically. There are things you can do to make it better.
So what they're telling you is if you're going to drink, if you're going to pollute yourself, if you're going to get schnit-faced, you're supposed to put the patch on first?
On the front end.
So on the front end before you get blasted.
Yes. So that's with all alcohol hangover prevention type stuff. Like, drink a ton of water before you go get drunk.
Or do like me, drink for 10 years straight and get your tolerance so good that you don't get hungover.
There's a commercial before I can sign up for the free Wi-Fi on JetBlue. I got this commercial for the Acalo Vitamin B1 Hangover Patch. Now, Fester's on the website right now. What is the price of this thing? Scroll.
Not bad.
What kind of chemicals is that thing pumping through your body?
10 patches.
It looks like it's regularly $50. It's
you put it over your eye?
It's on sale. Yeah. It's on sale for $45. And you get 10 patches?
40. For 10 patches, you get $45. If you want
to... No, for 45 bucks, you get 10
other
patches.
Other way around, right. Yeah. 25
and,
patches,
and they'll throw in a pirate eye patch as well.
Yeah.
Let me read the description. How Acalo works. Our B1 patches provide continuous slow-release delivery of vitamin B1 to your body, delivering up to 10 times longer than pills can.
What?
Yeah, vitamin B1 is a key ingredient in the efficient processing of carbohydrates and alcohol. Wear before drinking or flying and leave on for 24 hours. Made in USA in our FDA-inspected facility, the Acalo Hangover Patch. I got to be honest, this kind of caught my attention. I'm like, all right, I'm kind of curious about this. Now, I don't drink so much that I get polluted and I have hangovers. I don't do that to myself. You know, I like some weekend whiskey. I like some weekend wine. I typically don't drink during the week. But yeah, every once in a while, if I want to, I want a shot of Elijah Craig Barrel Proof or something, or, some George T. Stagg or Stagg Jr. or some Cavalon. Listen, I might, once a month, maybe I'll have a shot during the week. But I'm pretty much, Michelle and I are like Friday and Saturday night. We'll have wine or whiskey or whatever. But it caught my attention. And do these work? I thought maybe we'd ask the MJ listening audience, Has anyone used the Acalo Vitamin B1 Hangover Patch that I saw the ad for on JetBlue on Sunday? Has anyone ever used this? Give us a review.
They had pills like that that you take before you drink and stuff like that.
There have been all. I can't even count on my both hands and toes. I can't count how many hangover cures or there have been tons of these over the years. But my question is, anybody listening to the show right now? Anybody listening to the MJ Morning Show right now? Do you have any experience with the Acalo, A-K-A-L-O, Vitamin B1 Hangover Patch? Has anyone used this? Can anyone give us a review? 800-990-1047. Fire up the phones. If you're sober. 800-990-1047. Has anyone used this or has anybody used something similar? Do you lose control and get so blasted that you need hangover prevention? Maybe we ought to ask for those folks as well.
Well, that's the thing, MJ. You have to know you're going to be hungover.
Before a night out, maybe.
I do know in advance.
So you always know when you're going to get drunk, Roxanne?
Yeah, it's like not ends in Y.
It never happens that it just kind of happens?
No, usually it's planned. And so when I know I'm going to just have a bender, then I drink almost a gallon of water, or a gallon of liquids. And more importantly.
So you know most of the time you know you're going on a bender?
Yes.
Gallon of water? Who the heck wants to go anywhere after that?
She's super bloated and spends the whole night in the bathroom.
Oh, no. The really good thing to drink is like juices, like healthy juices. And I'm telling you, I will not get hungover if I do that.
I see.
Like juices.
Juice?
When's the last time I did this?
No. When is your next scheduled bender?
Friday.
Oh. Nice.
Good for you, kid.
Has anybody used this patch? Has anyone used the Acalo Vitamin B1 Hangover Patch? Is this new? All right. 800-990-1047. Maybe a lot of people haven't used this thing. I mean, the phones are ringing, but I think it's other drinking related stories here.
They probably use some other weird patch.
You want to buzz us up with any other hangover remedies or really hangover preventative, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is pre-hangover, which is a big problem.
800-990-1047. Fire up the hangover lines right now. 800-990-1047. All right, let me grab Patrick. Oh, Patrick, it's 8 o'clock. I got to give out the song. Pat, can you hold on 1 second?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me just give out the 1K song here. Oh, look at this. Oh, here's the deal, folks. Today's 1K song-a-day song is Separate Ways by Journey. This is the Q105 1K song of the day. You're listening for Separate Ways by Journey. And it'll play sometime between 9 a.m. this morning, that's in an hour, and 5 p.m. this afternoon. When you hear Separate Ways by Journey, call, be the seventh caller, at 800-990-1047, and you'll win $1,000 in cash from Q105. So good luck, Separate Ways Journey. Call when you hear it, caller 7 here on Q105. All right, back to the MJ Morning Show. Patrick is in Palm Harbor. Patrick, welcome to the MJ broadcast.
Thank you, MJ. I'm a big fan. Been listening to you since you had the MJ and BJ show.
Hey, Patrick, listen, would you mind, could you pick up the phone? Because the hands-free is a little light.
I'm about to say thank you for his kind word.
Yeah, seriously, the guy's been listening forever, and your first thing you do is bust his chops on the phone quality?
What?
Seriously.
Patrick, if you were a long-time listener, you'd know to pick up your handset instead of talking.
Patrick, thanks for the many years of listening. I genuinely do appreciate it.
Nah, you're one of my biggest, I'm one of your biggest fans.
Well, and we are of yours, sir.
Thank you, Patrick. All right, so Patrick, you've got a hangover remedy?
Yeah, I was a special ops corpsman, so when you had some downtime, you drank a lot. In the Navy.
Yeah.
And I was firefighter paramedic. 800 milligram Motrin and a bottle of water. All a hangover is dehydration of your brain.
All right, so before you go on a bender, you take 800 milligrams of Motrin.
No, after.
After.
Like before bed, right?
Before
bed, 800 milligram. I'm telling you, 800 milligram and a bottle of water, and you're good to go.
Okay, so I have to ask you, why is it the Motrin? You can't do it with Tylenol?
No.
Well, Tylenol is acetaminophen. Motrin is ibuprofen.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, Motrin's then said non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug.
Yep.
And Tylenol is acetaminophen.
Gotcha. Yep.
So, now we know. The NSAID, and believe me, I took care of all my guys out there.
Good for you.
800 milligram Motrin, drink some water, go to sleep, because all the hangover is dehydration and brain.
There you have it.
The headache.
Roxanne, maybe you should try it. Hey, Patrick, thanks for listening all the years. Thanks for listening this morning.
Thanks
appreciate
for your service.
See, I heard the same thing that Patrick said, the 800 milligrams of Motrin plus Gatorade.
All right, let me grab
Pedialyte. They're marketing it towards hangovers now, I believe.
Is it Eric online, too? Eric in Tampa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Good morning, MJ. I just want to say I am proud to have had you in my life for the last 28 years. I couldn't get through my day without listening to the MJ Morning Show.
Well, thank you, man. Aww. Look at this. We're two back-to-back praising callers.
Very loving today.
Fantastic. I love it.
The late teens must have been a tough time for you, sir.
Listen, I really appreciate it. All right, Eric, you want to comment on this Acalo vitamin B1 hangover patch?
I would never use it again. I wouldn't give it to my dog. A couple months ago,
Hold on. Whoa. wait a minute. You've tried this patch?
My wife got it for me a couple months ago. She watches all those women shows, and it was advertised on one of her shows. I went out with some buddies of mine for a bachelor party, and, of course, I got sloshed. And she gave that to me, and it gave me the wicked schnitz. I spent more time sitting on the toilet than I did hugging it.
It made you more dehydrated?
The patch gave you the runs?
I went through a whole entire solid Charmin Mega Roll in about 2 hours.
Sir, it sounds like it did its job. It cleaned you out, got the toxins out.
We're talking Mega Roll.
What was your poison? Was it like Jägermeister or something? Maybe it had to do with what you were drinking.
That's a good question. What were you drinking?
I did 14 shots of Jaeger.
That was what the problem was.
And I did 6 or 7 shots of Tequila Rose and then 2 pitchers of beer.
Okay.
Your
stomach had to do with what you're drinking, not that patch.
Dude, it wasn't the patch.
Jeff Hardy.
Oh, and we downed 2 extra large New York style pizzas.
Okay, well, that absorbed it all. That helped.
Dude, you owe Acalo patches an apology.
Seriously. Yeah, sounds like a fine product.
You came close to death. Oh, almost died.
Dude, you were like in a brewery explosion.
Almost, yeah.
All right. You're up there, sir.
All right, thank you, Eric.
Appreciate it. The whole story's backwards.
All right.
If you're too hungover, I'm not sure.
All right.
You're on the brink of death.
Hang on. Why are all men are calling? There are no women. Is Roxanne the only one that gets smashed on the show? Is that? All right, let me grab Justin in Winter Haven. Justin, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi, Justin.
How are you guys doing this morning?
We are well.
I'm a longtime listener and longtime love of the show.
Well, thank you.
You don't have to praise just like the other ones.
We appreciate it. All right, Justin, do you have any experience with the Acalo Vitamin B1 Hangover Patch?
Yes, I do. And they actually have an off-brand that they do for CBD and a couple other things that will have you shaking and really feeling very weird after you use it.
Whoa, hook it up.
Weird, good weird, or weird, bad weird?
As in, you feel like you have just either been on speed or have been just drank like 50 Red Bulls.
Okay, that's not good.
All right, so wait a minute. First, let's deal with the patch. You've tried the Acalo Vitamin B1 Hangover Patch that you put on prior to drinking. Is that true?
Yes.
And does it work?
No.
He just said it doesn't.
No, I thought he was talking about a CBD patch.
Yeah, the same one that is, like, it's an off-brand of it, of the Apollo patch. Before they came out, they had this off-brand that they first were giving out and people to try, and it would make you feel very, very weird. They said you can go drinking. They said, just make sure you drink water, a couple pickleback drinks. You should be fine. No.
All right, so you're not giving it a 5-star review. Thank you, Justin. All right, one more, and then we got to move on here. Oh, we got in just a minute, folks, one more phone call. We got a bartender. In a moment, we got to talk about the lady that ruined the neighbor's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
This is an awful story. I want to know more about the backstory here. So hold on. If you don't know about that, that's coming up in a second. Our last call on the hangover patch. Rob is in St. Pete, and my screen says that you're a bartender. Is that right?
Well, I was a bartender for years. I'm not anymore, but I bartended in Daytona and in Ybor in the days of the sink or swim. So,
oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you obviously have some stories.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. A lot. But the what we used to do, because, when you get done bartending, I mean, the party's still on, so we were going to be drinking anyway. We would drink Pedialyte during our shifts, and we would literally put it in glasses to where it looks like we were drinking all, with everybody else. And I swear by it. We never got a hangover after drinking Pedialyte for a while. Rehydrates you. And then the new thing that's out now, they have this stuff called Liquid IV that you can actually drink. You just put it in water and shake
yeah.
it and drink, and they got great flavors with it. And it hydrates you, it hydrates you twice as much as, water, or even more than Pedialyte from what they said.
Well, now, what if you did Pedialyte and vodka shots?
It would go straight to your system.
That's a good idea.
Well, if you mix Gatorade and vodka, it will, it goes in your system way faster. It's not good. You get way more hammered.
Yeah, well, I mean, back in the day, it had been more like Pedialyte and Everclear.
Man. Hey, Rob, thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Have a great day. All right, I'll get to this. What a total miserable woman. This neighbor ruins her next-door neighbor's wedding, and we'll tell you how. It was at their house. So the neighbor next door, actually right across the street, I think it was, she's ruining the wedding being held in the backyard. I'll get to that in just a second. I want to talk about a rumor that's floating around. Now, Roxanne, you don't think this is prevalent? You haven't seen this reported anywhere yet?
No, I have not seen it reported anywhere.
Rumor.
All right, folks, I've heard this from multiple people now, but I don't think it's been reported anywhere. So again, folks, I'm.
Is this like a local rumor? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is very local. There is a rumor that I've heard from multiple people, and this just started yesterday. This started yesterday afternoon, and then I heard it again last night, and then somebody brought it up to me earlier this morning. So I've had texts, I've had phone conversations. It's floating around. The rumor is the purchaser of Derek Jeter's mansion on Davis Islands is going to bulldoze the place, knock it down.
That's a bummer. A lot of great memories there.
Yes, for all of us.
Well, yeah, my daughter pooped in the pool there.
Because Roxanne and Dig Dug, her fiance, are very good friends with Derek Jeter. So they spent
been to that place?
Oh, they probably slept in that place.
Well, isn't it like a...
They probably did it in that place.
Yeah, their kids were probably conceived in that place.
About overkill, man. What's up with that?
Here's the deal. This is what's floating around. And again, what do you say?
What? It's a little bit much.
What did you just say?
I said that house is a little bit of overkill.
No, it's beautiful.
Okay. Well, it's 1,000 million square feet.
No, it's 14,000. What is the square footage on that?
No, it's got to be like 50,000.
Or is it 28,000 square feet? Oh, no, I'm sorry. 22,000 square feet.
It's a hotel. Yeah.
Well, here's the story that's floating around. And I don't think it's gone wide yet. I think we could be the first to actually broadcast this or the first in the media to mention this. But there's a story that the new owner, I believe the guy's Indian. And he's supposed to be loaded.
Like loaded or just kind of loaded?
No, I hear loaded.
Is it the guy that owns that other humongous?
So like loaded with a
no,
B?
No, it's not Patel. Okay. It's not Kieran Patel, but I hear that it's
loaded with a B.
Yeah, like I hear the guy's a billionaire.
He's bloated?
Yeah, no, he's not bloated.
He's bloated, Roxanne?
Bloated with money.
Oh my God.
Yes, he is bloated with cash. No, but the story that I'm hearing is that the guy that bought Derek Jeter's Davis Islands house for $22.5 million, that the guy is going to bulldoze the place and build multiple homes and do a compound for family members.
Why do rich guys love compounds for their families?
That's what I'm hearing.
If I was rich like that, I'd be like family.
So, folks,
space.
You heard it here first on the MJ Morning Show, I think.
Isn't that other huge place a bunch of family houses? As
the Patel house off of Dale Mabry and Bush has
exactly
is designed for the whole family.
Why to be that close to your in-laws? Right.
I love my family, but I don't want them living that close.
You've seen the movie Crazy Rich Asians, right?
Yeah.
Crazy Rich Indians, you know? we could do a new version of this thing. No, but that's what's floating around. I mean, that Derek Jeter house, it's a nice place.
It's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, and it's crazy that if that's the plan.
Well, again, I'm hearing that they're going to knock it down. They're going to bulldoze the house.
Let's break in and have a party.
Hey, listen, if I can get in there, MJ, and just, like, take the countertops or something, you think he'd, like, let me, like, you know, pick through for some, like, parts and stuff?
Are we alert? Seriously.
Tampa Habitat for Humanity is about to be lit. They're going to get all the stuff.
Seriously, if you want to get a tax deduction.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I donated to Habitat for Humanity. When we built our new house, I bought a knockdown in South Tampa, and we invited Habitat for Humanity in. They stripped the place clean before we bulldozed the house. Hey, they saved me money on hauling away the crap for the dump.
They took it all away.
And also, I got a big tax break. I got a huge tax deduction.
They have the Habitat for, I think it's on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa.
Jimmy Carter came out personally and took the windows out of my old house I knocked down. No, but seriously, just a heads up and alert. I think, are we breaking news here? Is this like breaking news on the MJ Morning Show?
So, we don't do Derek Jeter joining Twitter breaking news, but
still bitter. still angry.
We still haven't talked about got something else for you.
I mean, is it going to look
this
worse?
This is an NBC News special report.
Sorry, announcer.
Yeah, Froggy, you have to know when the horns end on the NBC breaking news.
Come on, man.
Is this going to look... You know, I never really... No offense to your friend, Roxanne, but I never thought that house was that terribly good looking. Is it going to look better than it, or is it going to look like a jail?
How would Roxanne know?
No, I'm just asking. She probably knows what the... No, I'm not saying no offense to Derek.
He just was referencing me in the dig of the house. The house is beautiful. I mean, it's gorgeous.
All right, it's a compound, really.
The story here is that the guy apparently is so loaded, he buys a house for $22.5 million and is just going to knock it down?
Okay, when you're a billionaire, what's $22
million? Well, that's the point. I guess
that's what you
not
do.
Not even multi-billion. It's the thing of $1 billion. It's like, who cares? It's like $200.
Hold on, more breaking news, folks. This is an MJ Morning Show special report. Now, here's Lester Holt.
I think it'd be funny to buy that land and then just build like a 1,200 square foot house right in the middle of it.
Here's what the guy should do. I mean, he should get with Mayor Kastor, and there's a real big affordable housing initiative. How awesome would it be if they put public housing
Section 8 housing?
That would be awesome.
Why not?
Good. The mayor should call this guy. You know, if he made just like one area of just Section 8 housing to help the community. Affordable housing is a serious problem here in the city of Tampa and
right
around
on
the country.
Water?
Absolutely. All for more construction of affordable housing. Let's put it on Davis Islands.
All right, but listen, folks. This is what I'm hearing. Rumors circulating here. That the guy's going to knock down St. Jetersburg on Davis Islands.
Is that the most expensive house ever, like, purchased or bought or sold or something?
Well, now there's the new house, the one by Bush Boulevard.
That's Kieran Patel's compound. Yeah.
How much is that
thing?
I think
that's more.
That place looks like Bush Gardens. It's so huge.
All right, we'll follow. Andrew, I see the phones are ringing. Hey, listen, if anyone knows anything about the story and the rumor I'm hearing about the old Jeter house, 800-990-1047. Anybody texting? 800-990-1047.
I'll tell you, that Kieran Patel estate, though, MJ, has uncompromised vistas of Dale Mabry Highway.
It is weird where it's at.
When the sun sets over Dale Mabry.
And Bush.
And Bush Boulevard. Oh,
lovely.
Really a beautiful intersection.
All right, this woman is miserable. Can you imagine you're holding a wedding at your home? You're using the yard. You got a whole wedding set up, a caterer. You got the chuppah You know, the hope, which was custom carved by, what's his name?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, yeah. With his crooked,
77
with
man hours.
With his crooked penis nose.
He whittled.
This is terrible. This neighbor intentionally ruined the wedding across the street and like drowned out the ceremony with a lawnmower, a weed whacker.
That's awesome.
All right, Frog.
No, it's awesome, but it's hilarious.
It's not awesome.
They're trying to do
it. What's the relationship between the neighbors?
Well, they hate each other.
Yeah. Well, apparently, it's something bad. Apparently, there's some problem between the neighbors. This miserable neighbor, it looks like, intentionally ruined the wedding across the street by doing loud lawn work during the wedding.
Oh, that's...
You can hear, during the ceremony, you can hear the lawnmower, you can hear the weed whacker. It's like she's like, whatever makes noise, she's trying to do it during the wedding. So there must be some previous prior history between the neighbors. There are hundreds of thousands of views so far. The second the bride song came on, and she starts walking down the aisle, this Karen decided to purposely mow her lawn and yell at us to ruin the wedding. That's the text on the video. And people are calling it, the miserable Karen ruins wedding. I've got audio. You want to hear the audio?
Oh, my God, please.
Dun, dun, dun.
Do you take Susan? It's something like that.
You in the mood, Fester.
Where's the mower?
Over here waiting.
Okay, I legitimately thought you had audio from the wedding.
Me
like,
too.
Don't
rush me.
She looks so beautiful. Brrr, you're making this up.
I thought you, wait, was that real actual audio? Like, is she walking down?
No, it's MJ playing, isn't that like a Wagner piece or something?
I was like, wow, this is the clearest audio of a wedding ever.
That's really good audio.
Here's the actual video. I was just trying to set the wedding mood here, guys. Okay. And here's the actual audio.
It's a windy day. What is that? Is that a Ryobi?
I'm confused.
What? What
is confused? Is any of this actual audio from the event?
That is actual audio.
That's like a guess.
Was that a weed whacker?
I couldn't. Yeah. There was a weed whacker and was it lightning?
That was a weed whacker. So
the wind was blowing.
As the wedding begins and the bride is walking down the aisle. She whips out the weed whacker to try to ruin the wedding.
If you really want to break out a loud lawn appliance, you got to do the big blowers, the kind you put on your back.
Oh, the gasoline-powered. Yeah,
the worst.
The gasoline-powered blowers that the lawn guys use.
I feel bad for those guys. Yeah,
to blow all of the grass clippings and the leaves into the street.
I would start pressure washing the fence so all the water goes through the slots. Get everybody wet.
Little chunks of the ceremony, which included...
That's not cool, man.
Sharing the vows, the bride gracing the aisle, and then... You can see the Karen across the street, and she's just making all the noise with the lawn equipment. There's some history here. We don't know what the history is, but that is a nasty... Even if you've got bad blood among neighbors, you've got to be a special kind of jackass.
Or...
To do lawn work while a wedding is happening across the street at your neighbor's house.
Well... You're not getting the full story. It's not like the person getting married is a saint. Who knows? They could have been tormenting these people forever.
I've just said that. We don't know the history here.
You know that kind of person.
We don't know the total backstory here, but it's a nasty, nasty story.
It is.
Every neighborhood has that one person that doesn't care about anybody else and is going to ruin everything.
Yeah, I know. I'm that person in my neighborhood.
You beat me to the punch. I was going to say, in Fester's neighborhood, that's Fester.
All my neighbors hate me.
Usually it's like a single guy who's been living there since their parents have had it. Doesn't do the lawn.
One person was asked if there was a beef between the neighbors. The user who posted the clip online confirmed that there apparently was not a reason why the neighbor was being rude. So... at least one person is suggesting that there's not some kind of history between the neighbors. So why would they ruin the wedding with lawn equipment during a ceremony?
Street parking.
What's worse, the lawn equipment being ruining the wedding, or that one Walt Disney guy that ruined the wedding that came and grabbed the ring?
Well, that was an engagement.
That was a proposal.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that before we went on vacation, right? Was that at Paris? It was Euro Disney or something, right? Yeah.
It'll be just as lovely over here, please.
Maybe they weren't invited. That neighbor wasn't invited to the wedding.
Oh, yeah. Maybe like a judge.
I wasn't invited. Sure. Yeah. If I'm not invited to the wedding, I'm going to ruin the wedding.
Nobody's going to have a good time if I can't come here to the wedding.
Maybe he loves the bride. Lover scorned.
Did you guys see, as we move along here, folks, did you guys see the plane wreck at Miami International Airport yesterday?
No, I did not. What happened?
I've got to point this out. Andrew, did you get the video yet up on MJMorningShow.com?
It is on the website, yes.
Where is it?
It's on the main page. It's on the MJ page.
So the main page.
Yes, has own story.
Okay. Folks, if you want to see this, and I think you're going to want to see this, this must be talked about. I have to point something out here. Fester's got the video up. If you go to MJMorningShow.com, go to MJMorningShow.com. And there is video that a passenger that got off the burning airplane obviously took on their cell phone, and then it was posted on social media. I saw it on Twitter. I saw it on Instagram. So there is video of this airplane on fire. Now, here's what we know. An airline called Red Air, and folks, there's a reason why I'm talking about this. Don't tune out. You got to listen to where this is going. Because I am shocked. I'm appalled. This is an MJ teaching moment. A Red Air flight from the DR, from the Dominican Republic. It happens to be an old MD-82. The plane I saw was like 33 years old or something. So it's an older McDonnell Douglas MD-82 aircraft. It came from the DR. It touched down at Miami International Airport about 5:30 p.m. yesterday. Though it apparently lost control as it landed. One of the stories said that the front landing gear collapsed. The plane veers off. It rams into a communications shed. It knocks over a radar tower. The radar tower is wrapped around the right wing of the airplane.
Oh, man.
The plane catches on fire. So one of the fuel tanks in the wing catches on fire. Luckily, everyone escaped. You've got flame. You've got billowing black smoke. You've got people jumping out of the emergency doors. You got people that are evacuating the airplane.
Oh, my gosh.
But what I see on this video is stunning.
It's amazing.
What?
Okay,
We haven't talked about this.
This is where. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I don't, but I have my own amazing observation. All right,
I saw this video, and this is the reason why I'm giving this airtime. People took time to get their luggage out of the overhead bin as they're evacuating a burning aircraft.
I would.
There's so many things going on with the
people. Oh, my God. So people are taking there's a video.
Looks like everybody had time to get their stuff.
Okay. Nobody is running from the plane that's burning. Yeah.
The plane is on fire, and you see people, they got roller bags. Okay. They've taken their luggage out of the, folks, when you crash land and your plane is on fire, get the hell off the plane. Don't hold up evacuation, because you don't know if that thing is about to blow. You don't know if the smoke is about to become so acrid and thick that you have smoke inhalation and you collapse. Don't take time to take your luggage out of the overhead bin and clog up the evacuation of the airplane. You crash land at Miami International or wherever, you get off the freaking plane, leave your luggage on the plane.
Do you think you would honestly not grab your stuff, MJ? You wouldn't?
I'm not grabbing my... If I'm an airplane on fire, I am out of there.
Do you think the flight attendants did such a good job of keeping everybody calm during that crazy landing that everyone was just like, okay,
there's black
we're
billowing
cool.
smoke on the whole right side of the plane. Everybody just remain calm.
The plane is billowing smoke. There are orange flames. It is on fire. And people are taking time to take their luggage out of the overhead bin.
Okay. MJ.
Folks, this is 5:30 p.m. yesterday at Miami International.
The craziest part of the whole video, and you have to, everybody, you have to go to MJMorningShow.com, check this video out. A couple of seconds in, he kind of pans, and there's a woman walking back toward the plane.
So a woman with two roller bags. She's got two wheelies. So clearly she had to take time to get her luggage out of the overhead compartment. She runs from the airplane, and then in the video you see her running back toward the airplane.
Just walking back.
Okay, she's walking with two large roller bags.
Yeah, I would assume if I was on a burning plane, I would assume that it's going to explode soon and run away.
Well, see,
that's what I'd be afraid of. Yeah.
That's the logical common sense thing to do, Roxanne. You're right. She's going back because she forgot her iPad. She left it in the seat pocket in front of her. I don't know.
Yes, she left her cookies on the plane.
But it's unbelievable. Folks, if you're in a plane crash, if you've survived a plane crash, you realize that when planes do crash upon landing, that a lot of times it's survivable. But what gets people in a lot of the crashes that can be survivable, and luckily we don't have that many, but historically it has been smoke inhalation that has gotten to people. That's why you got to get off the plane. So what if you've hampered the evacuation of dozens of people because you're opening up the bin above your head to get your carry-on luggage off the airplane while your plane is completely engulfed?
And then you're lumbering down the aisle with your bag. That's a nightmare. The video's incredible.
It is. The video, folks, you got to take a look at the video and look at these clods taking their luggage off the airplane. It's up at MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. It's truly remarkable what's happening here.
It's like that one, the drummer, Travis Barker. Did he go get his stuff when he crashed? You don't want to stick around for that. It's a good comparison, right?
Terrible analogy.
He was on a private jet.
That's a terrible analogy.
Oh, it was private.
This is a commercial airliner.
Guys, in one plane crash, and you bring him up every time.
Pretend I never said that.
Yeah, please.
By the way, I think this airline just started flying last year.
I've never heard of it.
No, it's
ever.
It's Red Air, and I believe, hang on, I have another story that I printed out. Hold on.
If the air is red, that means there's fire in it.
It's now called Orange Flame Air. It's
exactly. Hang on a minute. There's an aviation story here.
Yeah, I have a story out of the Miami Herald. The headline is, "What is Red Air?" Things to know about the new Dominican airline that crash landed in Miami.
Yeah. What do you need to know about Red Air? Don't fly it.
It's what they do.
Red Air, a Dominican Republic low-fare airline launched in November of 2021.
Just launched. I mean, you're in business for 8 months and you've already crashed a plane?
How many routes do you think Red Air has?
I thought I read that they fly now to Miami. I think they've been approved to fly to Tampa as well. I don't know if they've come into Tampa yet, but I think that they've been approved.
Currently, one route, Santo Domingo to Miami International.
Right, but they've been approved to fly to Tampa as well.
Hey, TIA. Rethink that.
Their logo is a red ball of fire in the air.
Is it?
Their name rhymes with dead air.
Flight L5203, operated by an MD-82, arrived this afternoon from Santo Domingo's Las Americas Airport, Dominican Republic. After touching down, the MD-82 collided with several objects, steered off runway 9 at Miami into a grassy area. The MD-82 destroyed a communications radar tower as well, wrapped around the right wing of the airplane. The tower is literally, it's wrapped around the plane wing. The aircraft was 31.6 years old.
Okay.
So clearly they've gone to Goodwill to get their airplanes.
I know that you like number games, MJ.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
What percentage of the Red Air fleet is now destroyed?
You mean dead air?
Red Air, how many planes do they have? Which would mean what percentage of the planes are now destroyed?
I'm going to guess they have two airplanes, so 50% of their fleet is gone.
Not bad. The new Dominican airline has 4 planes. Oh,
all right, so 25% of their fleet is destroyed.
Destroyed. A quarter of our fleet is just destroyed.
Anyway, everyone evacuated. According to the initial reports, about 140 people and 11 crew members were on board. Evacuated safely. 3 individuals did go to the hospital for assorted things, but everybody survived.
One of our detective texters brought up the point, what was that woman smuggling in those roller bags that would risk risking her life for?
That's a good point. Unbelievable. And the airline is authorized to fly to the U.S., to Miami, and Tampa.
Wow.
So they do have authorization to fly into Tampa. Attention, Tampa International Management. You might want to reinforce any radar towers near the runway because, they have a propensity to take them out when they land.
At Tampa, would red air be on red side or blue side?
Yeah.
That'd be confusing.
What'd you say?
That'd be confusing.
Yeah.
Does this mean they don't have to go through customs?
Oh, no, I'd check every bag twice if I were customs.
Yeah. Something fishy's going on.
they're going through customs. But just, I mean, an unbelievable story that people in a plane crash, your aircraft is on fire, and people took time to get their luggage out of the overhead bins. No, leave it. Just walk away for crying out loud. My God. All right, moving along here on the MJ Morning Show. Oh, by the way, remember, little while ago, I announced that the Q105 1K Song of the Day is Separate Ways by Journey. Folks, this is a Q105 only contest. You know, all the radio companies, you know, we do the national contest where a bunch of our stations participate. This is Q105 only. This is only right here in the Tampa Bay market, only on Q105. So sometime today between 9 and 5, sometime today, we'll play Separate Ways by Journey. And when you hear it, just be the 7th caller at 800-990-1047. And you'll win $1,000 in cash. Separate Ways by Journey. That's what you're waiting to hear. All right. Are we ready for Hal Herman and the Truth Booth here?
I don't know.
Is Hal Herman ready to go?
I mean, he's okay.
Oh, looky here, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for Hal Herman and the Truth Booth. Froggy was just kicked back, feet up on the counter, all lounging around.
He legitimately forgot that we were going to do a segment featuring him in this break.
Froggy said to me,
"Hey, everybody, how's it going?"
Oh, great, here he is. He's back.
Back. Yeah, so Froggy rushed out of the studio.
Where's my microphone?
He put his goofy Hal Herman costume on.
I need a microphone.
Froggy, did you forget that you told me you've got a Truth Booth bit with Hal Herman today?
Froggy said he did forget.
Yeah,
hang on a second. I need the mic. Let me get one.
He's getting grabbing a broom. All right, folks, it's the Truth Booth with Hal.
Stop it. Got a microphone. All right. Welcome to...
Stop it.
The Truth Booth. All right.
This is getting off to a terrible start.
All right.
This thing is pointy.
We have like a 40-year-old broom in the studio, and Froggy just smacked it on the ground to...
I needed a microphone. My name's not Froggy. My name is Hal Herbal.
All right, hang on a sec. Froggy just took the broom in the studio...
Who's Froggy?
...and smashed it against the floor, snapped the handle in half... have something that resembles a microphone.
MJ, there's shards of wood laying on the ground here.
How about the fact?
I'm ready to play the Truth Booth. Look at my new microphone. Yeah. Look how long this son of a bitch is. Holy cow.
It's a dowel rod.
It's half a broomstick.
And if you mess with me, I'll stick you.
Ow. What are you doing, dude? Ow. Something just fell off the wall.
All right. That thing hit me right in the back of my leg, you son of a bitch.
I see that. All right.
How Herbert's tired.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Truth Booth. This is where all participants are compelled and must answer truthfully. Whatever question is asked, you must answer truthfully.
You gotta answer truthfully, or I'm gonna whack you with my new microphone stick.
Which is a broken broomstick.
Yes.
Where the broken end is incredibly sharp and nasty.
Yeah, yes. See, this, that's right. You wanna see my new microphone? Yeah, look at that.
Take that away from me.
Look at the sharp angle on this.
It's like as dangerous as a catfish.
That thing almost stabbed me right in my junk.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe we shouldn't use the wooden.
I need a microphone. What am I supposed to do? Talking to dead air?
Dude, you have a real microphone in front of your face.
What, this thing?
Yes, yeah, that thing right there.
This is a microphone?
Yes,
I thought it was a light fixture. Listen,
the equipment is all on its last legs in here anyway. Yeah. I don't need you to accelerate.
Don't hit the microphone with the broom hand.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Hal Herman. Hal Herman, let's go. Truth Booth is on.
All right, are you guys ready?
Yep.
No. How about some mysterious Truth Booth? Do we have Truth Booth music? I don't even remember. It's been so damn long.
I got some.
Yes.
I got some very serious Truth Booth music.
Welcome to the Truth Booth. My name is Hal Herman. I'll be your host. As you know, everybody has to tell the truth.
All right, well, we only got 5 minutes here, so hurry up.
Faster!
Oh, God.
Are you sexually attracted to Michelle?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You faster, you gotta tell the truth.
I mean...
Is this... premised upon... What? Wait a minute.
This is a late entry.
This is a late entry. This question is a late entry because of what transpired at about 7:30 this morning.
Where, with his creepy... I heard you texting her with creepy texts.
Where I revealed that while I was away, Fester sent Michelle a couple of creepy texts.
I mean...
So this is a late entry question, and...
So you gotta be honest. Do you find her sexually attractive? Would you hit it?
All right, okay, Froggy, whoa, not
you double toe dip it.
All right, Froggy.
Double toe dip? What?
Well, come on, let me know.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is awkward.
This is awkward.
Hell, did your wife know?
I mean, you find my wife, Michelle, sexually attractive?
I'll take it. I find her hideous, MJ. Oh, just quite horrific and disfigured.
Would you do her? That's a follow-up question.
Froggy, no, it's not.
Froggy's not here. Don't break down the fifth wall.
Froggy, next question, please.
MJ.
Yes.
How much money did your last diving trip cost total?
The people want to know.
A trip to what? Guatemala?
No, Maldives. Guatemala? How do you get Guatemala?
I was thinking Qatar. I'm sorry.
Guatemala's in Central America. Qatar or Qatar, where I had to go through Qatar to get to the Maldives. That's in the freaking Middle East.
Now, he went diving to the Middle East. I can't imagine that's cheap. Hal Herman, do the people want to know?
No, actually, it's really cheap. You can go to like TripAdvisor or Priceline.com.
He saw a sperm whale, sir. That's not cheap.
No, I saw
a giant sperm whale right in front of his face.
I saw a whale shark. I saw two whale sharks.
Oh, whatever.
By the way, folks, if you want to see the whale, it's amazing. I've got unbelievably up close video of a whale shark. And it's on my Insta.
Okay, we know. Let's continue with the truth.
I like the way she thinks.
Folks, see my videos from diving. Certified Todd Schnick. Go to my Instagram. Give me a follow. Certified TODDSCHNITT. All right, so you want to know how much my dive trip cost?
Yeah, you better give the exact answer. I want to know. People deserve to know.
All inclusive scuba diving, the food and the room on the scuba yacht for 1 week. It's 8 days, 8 days, 7 nights. And, I thought it was very reasonable. It was, $17.99 a person. So
$17.99. That's amazing.
I mean, you can't stay at a Motel 6 for that rate.
Right, so
wait a minute. $17,000 a person.
So 17. So for Julian and myself, it was $3,600.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, not quite as extreme as I thought it would be.
Yeah,
I
guess the flight.
Andrew, thank you.
Andrew, why the hell did you have to bring up the flight?
The flight, please, and hotel, and accommodations.
Accommodations?
You got to talk about accommodations. Uber?
I used some frequent flyer miles.
Did you use Maldives Uber?
What?
Mover? Was it Maldives? Small dives? Where were you?
I was in the Maldives.
Okay, do they have Uber in the Maldives?
No, they don't have Uber
in
the Maldives.
All right, let's move on. Let's stay on the boat.
What a great truth booth today. I loved it.
You're lucky I haven't mentioned you yet.
Guys, we have 1 minute.
Okay, what?
We have 1 minute.
We should have thought this out a little better.
10 questions left.
Then guess what? You know what we'll do? We'll carry it over.
You know what? I hate this guy. All right. I never know when to stay or go. Okay,
let's just reset the whole thing and start again fresh without the first two stupid
things. We found out Festival is sexually attracted to Michelle. We found out your trip is on some cheap boat for $300.
Hal, ask me my question, and that'll give me time to think about my answer.
We'll have to see about that.
No free sneak peeks, babe.
All right, folks, we will continue with the awkward questions in the truth booth in minutes here on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. So stand by.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
At 8:52, it's the MJ Morning Show at Q105. MJ, Froggy, Fester, Roxanne. What was that?
I'm laughing so hard. Yeah. Someone said how appropriate this song, considering the Fester and Michelle thing today. I wish that I had MJ's girl.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, look what's going around. Rumors. That's how rumors get started.
Listen. Oh, come on, guys. All right, we got to finish up the truth booth, and then we got to talk about the whole Chamberlain High School controversy. And, you know, I've known a lot of people that have gone to Chamberlain High School. And it turns out our producer, Andrew, is a Chamberlain High School graduate. So you're clearly up to speed on the whole mascot controversy, right?
Right.
And hold on. We'll get to it. Remember Jason the Buffoon Boy?
Yeah, he went to Chamberlain.
Jason the Buffoon Boy from the original MJ Morning Show, he went to Chamberlain High School as well. I've known a lot of people that went to Chamberlain.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about the controversy in just a matter of moments. First, though, ladies and gentlemen, back to part two of the Truth Booth. And the Truth Booth is where the members of the MJ Morning Show who are asked a question are compelled to answer truthfully, regardless of how uncomfortable it may be. What are you laughing about over there? Because you're going to get your question here pretty soon there, Roxanne. Wipe that smile right off your face, I think. For all you, is that going to be accurate?
Hal, is that going to be accurate? Hang on a second. Let me come out from underneath the table.
All right,
he's back. Hey, what's up? I've been underneath the table for the whole break, and MJ scratched his dong like seven times.
No, I didn't.
I'm just saying. I saw it.
Dude, just stop being gross. Oh, hey. Stop.
Welcome back to the truth booth where you must tell the truth.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah, why are you laughing?
Can you bring it down a little bit?
Sure, you want me to bring it down a little bit?
Give me a headache.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. So why are you laughing?
All right. So Roxanne, why?
It's too embarrassing to tell.
No, we're coming back from Jesse's girl. We're coming
it's
back.
How stupid I am.
So Roxanne, you're hysterical in the corner over there. Why are you? What is it?
Because one of the texters was talking about your live aboard.
Yes.
Right. And the price of it.
Yeah.
And so they typed it out, live aboard. And the whole time that you've been talking about this, I've been thinking you've been saying liverboard.
Like the organ meat.
Like a charcuterie board with liver? A liver board? No.
I didn't know what it was.
Every time I come here, she gets hotter and hotter.
No, when you're on a dive trip and you live...
I got it now.
You live,
I figured it out now that I've seen it spelled out. But the way you would say it, I just kept thinking you were saying...
You know, MJ, I have a fetish for dumb ladies. OnlyDumbLadies.com.
Roxanne, it's
I just figured that one out.
I'm just kidding.
It's a live aboard.
Yeah. I'm not ashamed to say it. I heard you say it. I'm like,
no, that's fine.
One time I heard her order Bodhi pasta.
What? Oh, bow tie. Oh, bow tie.
All right, that joke wasn't that great. Right. Okay.
Jokes are less funny when Hal says
them. I'm sorry. You know what? You look like a waiter.
Sit down.
I do look stupid marshmallow looking son of a...
I do look like a waiter today, yes.
Back to the truth booth. And how many more questions do you have?
We have 27 more questions. We're just going to ride right through them.
No, you have one more to ask.
What the hell kind of the world are we living in?
No, that's all the right. whole point. That's why we carried over, because Hal has a lot more questions.
Were there any sexy ladies on your boat? Be honest.
All right, so we're back to the truth booth. Were there any sexy ladies on my boat?
I heard Froggy ask you that yesterday. You refused to answer, so it made the list.
So now it's in the truth booth, and yes. I'm compelled to answer.
We're doing lightning rounds here. Quick.
There were a couple of sexy ladies on the boat, yes.
Get Michelle on the line right now.
No, I'm not getting Michelle on the line.
Let's stick with the boat question.
I was with my son
Let's
on the boat.
Let's stick with the boat question.
I'm going to cheat on my wife on a scuba boat, it's funny whether my son is with me or not.
It's funny you bring that up. Does Michelle 100%?
What do you have?
I have a stutter with P words. Is she 100% sure you'll never cheat on her on one of these boats? 100% sure.
Yeah, I think she's 100% sure.
I'm not
going to cheat on her on a scuba boat.
With a sexy co-ed that you saw in there, a hot little, how old was she? 20 years old. What was her name? Bridget? What'd she have? Huge boobies? And she's over there diving with you. You guys have sperm whales in your faces. And your wife isn't going to care?
Move on.
This is a wreck.
Okay.
This whole bit's a disaster.
All right.
It is.
Okay, let's stick with you.
Sure.
You gigantic
whatever.
Man.
Yeah, give it to me.
How many pounds of food did you eat on your entire cruise?
648.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
More like 1,648.
Yeah.
I'll
out-stupid your
Look
segment.
Look at you. Your right. buttons are about to burn. Your right. buttons are literally sitting there going, oh, my God, I can't hold it together anymore. We're going to explode. Look at your buttons. Right. Your buttons are crying for
I'll
help.
I'll tell you right now, I was on the boat in Carnival Cruise Line up until me. Has never kicked anybody out of the buffet until I got there.
MJ, let's be honest.
They mentioned that they have a new supply shortage on board.
MJ, they actually canceled the next cruise. I ate so much.
Two more questions.
All right, two more questions, then we can wrap up this disastrous truth.
What's a disaster about it?
Everything.
Right, go ahead. What's the next question?
MJ, be honest with me.
Why is it all me and Fest? Where's Roxanne's question?
Because Hal likes me, and I...
Yes.
Let him eat some of my food.
Do you have a question for Roxanne?
Roxanne.
Yes.
How many nights in a row did you drink alcohol over the break?
Well, hold on now. There was one week, seven, plus a weekend. So we were on break for 11 calendar days.
Okay.
I want to know how many days out of the 11 were you just boozing it up on recovery patches?
Okay, let me count. I definitely drank a lot in New York, and then I definitely drank a lot on Friday night. I got together with some friends.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
I would say that I drank 50% of the nights of break.
And that's 50% of a lie, because I'm sure you drank 100% of the time, because you're a lush, and we all know it.
Did you throw up at all?
I've grown past throwing up.
She pre-vomits before every party. All right, actually, two more questions.
Hurry.
MJ, be honest.
All right, two more questions.
Chloe's trip to France turning out to be a waste of money, in your opinion?
Is Chloe's trip to France to study for 2 months French at the Sorbonne a waste of money?
Are you looking at all these pictures of her partying and drinking and hanging off the Empire State Building and the other buildings that are there, the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
There's no... Wait a minute. The Empire State Building
is... probably doing cartwheels over the London Bridge.
All right. There's no Empire State Building in Paris. There's no Leaning Tower of Pisa, not pizza.
Where's that at?
That's in Pisa, Italy.
There's a place called Pizza Italy?
No, Pisa, P-I-S-A.
Okay.
The Empire State Building is obviously in Midtown Manhattan.
Sorry about that. That was just a slip of the tongue.
And London Bridge is in London.
Okay.
Didn't they dismantle the original and move it to Arizona?
Well, I just want to say that
My girlfriend's 20 years old as well, so she follows Schnitt, your daughter Schnitt. What's her name?
Chloe.
Chloe Schnitt, yeah, online, right. And she says that she is partying up like an animal. In your opinion, do you think that this trip has turned out to be nothing but a party for little Chloe, or is she actually going to school every day and learning French?
I guess we'll find out when we get our grades from the Sorbonne. No, this counts as credit. The 2 months of classes she's taking in Paris right now, studying French at the Sorbonne, this all... It festers on Chloe's Instagram account.
Is this her picnicking in front of the Eiffel Tower with a boa?
That's her boyfriend who's from the...
She put you together on a two-month vacation with her boyfriend?
No, the boyfriend from New Hampshire. The boyfriend...
The best-looking man I've ever seen.
He's really good-looking.
The boyfriend, his name is Alex... Alex is from the Netherlands, so obviously he's home for the summer in the Netherlands from New Hampshire, and he just hopped on over from the Netherlands over to Paris for the weekend.
Hello, Mr. Schnitt. Nice to meet you. My name is Trav. Is that how he talks?
He doesn't talk like that.
It's so nice to meet you, Mr. Schnitt.
All right, last question. No, this is a big one.
No, it's not a waste. I think that Chloe is...
time of life.
She's tightening up her French, and she's getting college credit for it.
And making friends.
All right, last question.
MJ.
Oh, why me? Why am I getting picked
MJ on? MJ Morning Show, all together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all of us?
In the next few months, it seems that the contract of your program, is this a program you guys do?
Yeah, it's the MJ Morning Show,
I heard that the contract's coming to an end.
That is true.
Now, MJ, will the show re-sign? Or will the show...
Resign?
Resign! Is the final question of the truth booth. Yeah. I will drop my stick, Mike.
That's awful.
I got to tell the truth. The MJ Morning Show, our contract is up in a couple of months.
Remember, it's got to be the truth.
And we have not started renegotiating a new deal, so I have no idea. Hey, listen, this could
be... They haven't approached you about a new deal?
Nope. It was mentioned in passing in the hall that, hey, we got to talk about your contract expiration, but that was about 2 months ago, and I haven't heard anything else.
Get Ted on the line. I want to talk to him.
The MJ Morning Show contract is coming to an end, and listen, are we going to be the equivalent of like a pop-up store?
You know, like a one-hit wonder.
We had 18 years of remarkable success, and of course, we came back almost 2 years ago. And we're about done. We're about done with the first contract. And as of now, no, we do not have a new contract to continue the MJ Morning Show here on Q105.
MJ, where am I going to do my shows? What am I going to do my game shows if you're not here?
I think Cowhead's, he's got a new deal or something. Maybe you can call him.
Who
or something.
Is this man they call that has a cow head? Call me up, please.
I'm sorry, Calta. Nice guy. I get along.
Matter of fact, you're putting down my segment again? Huh?
I thought today's segment was a turd frog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's make up more stories about your kids puking in the pool again. I'm sick of this place. You know what? Hal Herman, where did this goddamn sandwich come from?
Ladies and gentlemen, and he's leaving the room. Ladies and gentlemen, Hal Herman and the MJ Morning
Show. I'm out of here. Screw you.
Thank you. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Hal Herman. And the truth booth on the MJ Morning Show. He's throwing everything everywhere.
What do we start apologizing to for that whole segment?
I don't know. Our apologies for the previous 10 minutes of broadcast radio.
So. And George's wife slaved over an oven to make that sandwich, and you threw it.
He threw my sandwich?
All right. Can I move along to serious stuff here?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Hal.
All right. The Chamberlain High School controversy. Chamberlain High School is showing the chief the door.
The door, huh?
Yeah. The chief is out of the teepee. Wow.
So there's two high schools in Hillsborough County that have Indian-themed names.
All right, let me deal with Chamberlain first. I want to go to phones on this. Listen, we do a lot of serious things. We do a combination. This is a smorgasbord combination platter of radio show, ladies and gentlemen. And it turns out that Chamberlain High School in Tampa is going to eliminate the Chiefs mascot. You've got thousands of alumni that are up in arms. You've got thousands of alumni that are outraged. Andrew, our producer, is a graduate of Chamberlain High School. Andrew, your thoughts about what seems to be political correctness and wokeness in getting rid of the Chiefs mascot, your thoughts as a graduate?
As a graduate, I saw, as we've seen so many places, pro teams, college, high schools, changing, kind of saw it coming. I can't imagine thinking of Chamberlain as anything but the Chiefs.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, what are they going to be?
That hasn't been discussed yet.
It's going to be the Elizabeth Warrens.
Oh.
Dude, you know, that's offensive. Okay?
The Pocahontas.
Oh, my God.
It's awful.
And sorry.
Terrible.
What?
Is there any other way? Is there any other way that they can keep the name Chief but get rid of the Indian portion of
it? Yeah, like, don't you call, some people are like, hey, Chief.
Well, yeah, like.
Hey, buddy.
Like, let's say that Jane Castor, mayor of Tampa, former police chief. You know, I have like a police officer.
Oh, the police chiefs. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the chiefs.
Mayor Castor was a former police chief. She's a chief.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not a stretch.
I mean.
The Chiefs.
I mean, what's the Kansas City Chiefs going to do?
Exactly. You've got the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's NFL. Are they being pressured? Listen, the political correctness and I think the wokeness, it's getting a little bit out of hand. You know, I want to go to phones on this, and I'll give you some of the stats, some of the details, but you've got a petition online where you had over 6,000 signatures. So according to the Tampa Bay Times, Chamberlain High School is going to retire the Chiefs mascot. There's been emotional testimony from alumni and an online petition that gathered more than 6,000 signatures. But yesterday it was a 5-1 vote and the Hillsborough County School Board has decided to go along with the School Student Government Association. They recommended the change. They consulted with Native American parents that called for the change.
Okay.
The student leaders also surveyed staff and students. Those who responded wanted the change. The student leaders said, although critics noted that they did not capture a majority of the responses. So was the petition or was the polling, was it rigged? Was the polling not 100% accurate because everybody was not counted? All right, here's what I want to do. Let's go to phones. What are your thoughts? Chamberlain High School is ejecting the mascot, the name, the Chiefs. So they will no longer be the Chamberlain Chiefs. Do you have a problem with the Chiefs? Do you think that the name Chiefs should go? You think it should stay? Again, when I think of the Chiefs, I think of it as a tribute. I think of it as you're utilizing some American history and Native Americans. I don't see a high school mascot or the team being called the Chiefs. I don't see that as being derogatory. Again, I think it's celebratory. I think it celebrates American Indians. I don't think it's derogatory at all.
Not as offensive as my Tampa Catholic Crusaders and how that makes knights look.
Yeah, the Crusaders were just saints throughout history, weren't they?
You had a ton of people that spoke at the hearing, and they said the term chief was not insulting.
Wasn't your high school a chief?
No, Esther? I went to a high school named after a man named Dixie Hollins.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And it was a real man. They named the high school after him, and the logo.
And that could be taken offensive.
Yeah, the mascot was the Rebels.
Look at the phones.
We're the Dixie Rebels.
The phones are absolutely on fire here.
And they changed that mascot to the Royals, the Hollins Royals.
Let's go to the phones here. On the whole controversy, the Chamberlain High School Chiefs will be no more. They're getting rid of the Chiefs mascot and the name. What are your thoughts? Are we just continuing to fall into political correctness and wokeness here? Or do you think that it is time for the name to go? I'm on the side of keep the Chiefs. I think it is.
How can they change the NFL teams and not change? I mean, there's a...
Okay, so the NFL team they changed was the Redskins.
The Redskins.
The Chiefs are still the Chiefs?
Chiefs are still the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs are still the Chiefs.
Yeah.
But okay. The Chamberlain Chiefs are not going to be the Chiefs. Let's go to phones. 800-990-1047. I want to know what you think about the Chamberlain Chiefs getting rid of the mascot. 800-990-1047, 800-990-1047 to check in here on the MJ Morning Show. Let's grab, how about Summer in Riverview? Hey, Summer, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Summer.
So my kids go to Brooker Elementary out in Brandon, mm-hmm. and they used to be the Brooker Braves, and now they're the Brooker Bolts. So get prepared and strap in, y'all. It's coming.
So they were the Braves, and when did that change?
This was like 2 years ago.
And who?
Yeah, they're the Bolts now.
Yeah, who precipitated, and obviously the Bolts, you know, you got the Lightning, obviously. Who precipitated the change? Like, who put up a stink, or did the school system or the principal, did they unilaterally decide? What was the catalyst of your kid's school changing from the Braves?
I believe that it was the school itself, or the school board. Made aware, but they wanted everyone to vote on a new name, and there was a petition going around, and it was just a lot of crazy. And they told us before the next school year that, okay, we're the Bolts now. The Bolts won. We had like 3 or 4 choices.
Oh, I got you.
Everybody was voting.
All right, so your thoughts on the Chamberlain Chiefs. Do you think they should have changed the name? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah. And obviously you don't think that your kid's school should have changed from the Braves to the Bolts either, right?
No, I think it was cute, and it was just great.
Hey, listen, we got the Atlanta Braves. I mean, that Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves. Again, I think it honors Native Americans. I don't see it as the rock. Yeah.
Yes, and, you know, East Bay Indians are next, just saying.
Well, that's what Fester was alluding to, so we'll get to that in a minute. And, yeah, you have another local team with East Bay. We'll get into that in a moment. Summer, thanks for calling. I do appreciate you checking in. Mike's in Tampa. Mike, where are you on this Chamberlain High School Chiefs ejection?
Now it's got to stop. It really does. It has to stop. The Chamberlain Chiefs have been around. I graduated 40 years ago.
Yep.
And they were around then. And what's crazy about it is if we continue to concede to the demands of the very few, then we're not going to have anything left that's going to be what we would call our own.
I guess tradition, history, you know, a lot of...
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, to me, it always honored because you always had some guy who was like in the best of shape. When we played Chamberlain in football, they always had the mascot out there. And he was like, this guy was like in the best of shape, had war paint on his body, was out there. You know, they were cheering for the Chiefs. I mean, it wasn't like they were out there making fun of them, you know.
Yep. I think the name is celebratory, and I think it honors, to be honest. So, all right, first two callers say no, they shouldn't change the name. Let's grab Dallas in Tampa. Hey, Dallas, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Your thoughts on the whole Chamberlain High School Chiefs controversy?
So I was at Chamberlain, and I went there and graduated all the way through high school, and that was one thing that we've always honored was our chief. Like, our principal would be our chief, and then we were in marching band.
Did I lose you?
We might have.
Yeah, I think I lost him.
Sorry, Dallas.
Yeah, Dallas, your phone went pfft. Anyway, he was mentioning the principal when he was there. The new principal is Jake Russell, and he said when he came to the school in 2017 that he never felt comfortable dressing in the costume.
Okay,
on game day and the rituals, etc.
So let's get rid of the Indian imagery. I support that. But what's the song we play when our president walks in a room?
Hail to the Chief. Oh my God.
I don't think we should call the president Tonto, but yeah, let's get rid of the imagery of Indians.
Hey, Lucy, you're in Clearwater. Lucy, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Lucy, where are you on this whole Chamberlain Chiefs issue?
Well, you know, I have a question. I would want to know the race of the people who made this decision, because what I feel like I'm noticing is, there's a lot of white savior syndrome going around where people feel like they need to save people from a different race, which I think is racist and disgusting. You think about remember the syrup? They changed the bottle of the syrup and
you're talking about Aunt Jemima?
Yeah, remember, and from what I've read, the family of Aunt Jemima was very upset by
Yeah, that's true. That is 100% true that the ancestors, the relatives of the original Aunt Jemima, who I guess it was modeled after, and this woman did all kinds of promotional tours across the country, I think in the 1920s and 30s and 40s, the family of Aunt Jemima was really pissed off that they canceled Aunt Jemima. Good point. Obviously, loosely, I'm sticking you in the pile. You're against the mascot name change.
Yes, as long as if it's actual Native Americans who are very upset and voting, that's one thing. But if it's just a bunch of white people deciding that it's wrong, I'm against it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
To add some context to that, this started years ago. You know, when the elementary schools started changing, there was a council of Native Americans that spoke to the board on why they were offended.
John is in Lutz. Oh, John is Native American. Hey, John, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hey, long time listener. Love you, MJ. Man, I'm over this name change. I am completely over it.
And you are of Native American descent?
Yes, sir.
What type of Native American?
I am part Arapaho and part Cherokee.
And you're against the Chamberlain Chiefs changing the name?
Yes. I'm against any of it. I mean, where are we being derogatory towards Native Americans in any of these teams? I don't see it.
I don't see it either. And, you know, I think when you hear from a Native American like John here up in Lutz, I think that, you know, knocks the point home even further. It's not derogatory. You know, again, we're in this political correctness tornado, and it's just blowing through everything. It's like an EF5 or something. Hey, John, thanks for the call. I appreciate you listening.
Thanks, MJ. You guys have a blessed day.
You too. All right, I'm going to clear the lines here. I'm going to go through what I have on hold, and then we got to move on because I got a lot of stuff to do here. Glenn is in Spring Hill. Glenn, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Hey, MJ. How are you?
Doing well. Where are you on this Chamberlain Chiefs deal?
Well, it's all language appropriation. I mean, these are the things that people like Orwell and Aldous Huxley warned us about. This is how they basically dissolve the identity of a society, our history, just everything. It's disgusting.
All right. So far, folks, do you realize this is now the sixth phone call all opposed to the name change? Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Glenn. Rodney's in Tampa. Rodney, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Yes or no on the Chamberlain Chiefs name change?
Definitely not. I'm appalled behind it. I mean, what are we going to do, change the name of all the chief of police?
Yeah.
We got the chief of police. We got cars that are named the Wagner, Chief Wagoneer. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, which, by the way,
the Cherokees were pissed about that, weren't they?
Well, the Cherokee Nation, they make a lot of money from Jeep.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do. Yep, absolutely. Hey, Roddy, thanks for the call. I just got to go through these quickly because I'm up against the clock. Let's grab Natalie. Natalie's in Tampa. Natalie, oh, class of 91, Chamberlain, where do you stand?
Hey, I will always be a Chamberlain Chief. Always.
Yep.
It's ridiculous that they're changing the name.
Well, it's a done deal. School board yesterday decided the name is gone. Natalie, thanks for the call. All right, a couple more. Eddie is in Tampa. Eddie, MJ Morning Show, you're up. Hi.
Hey, good morning, MJ. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm against it, too. I went to school at King. I mean, I went to school in the Tampa Bay area. We used to play Chamberlain. And I loved the. I think Mike was saying earlier the Chiefs display was always something awesome to watch, and it was like honoring it. And I think it's not right where it's the student government. I mean, it's children trying to make change, you know. And like, there's good things to that where obviously the children are our future and everything like that.
But I believe the children are our future, except when they change the names of the Chamberlain Chiefs.
Well, I mean, that's a bit. I don't know. There's history behind it.
Now, the Hillsborough County School Board, they voted 5-1 yesterday to change it, and they sided with the Student Government Association. But it seems like the polling and the voting at Chamberlain was a little janky, that not everything was counted. Yeah, so, hey, thanks for the call. One more here. Jackson Lakeland. Jack, final say, are you for or against the name change of the Chamberlain High School Chiefs?
hey, I think the name change is probably a good thing, and they're doing it because it's what feels right to them. And I would ask you, like, what if this was the Chamberlain Israelites, and they went in the middle of a game and did a fake bris? We would all be like, you can't do that. You can't have a Moyle, like somebody dressed up like a Moyle with curls in their hair running around the game. That wouldn't be allowed. No one would allow it.
That would be quite a sight.
I would love to see a bunch of guys dressed like Hasidic diamond merchants from 42nd Street, you know, running
right,
all
right, yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, exactly. Four Cokes, four fried chickens and a Coke. There's no way people would allow that. They would be freaked out and be like, no, this is anti-Semitic. Also, like, people...
Dude, yeah.
I think we would be honoring the Israelites.
White people's history.
A nice white helmet with a blue star of David on the side? That'd be really...
He's yanking our chain.
I know he is.
He's yanking our chain.
I'm also serious, too. Like, they shouldn't... like, you wouldn't allow that. That would not be okay. Why is this okay to do it to natives when you couldn't do it to natives? Or, you know... to do it to natives when you can't do it to, like, any other group.
So get rid of the Indian imagery. I'm all for that. Chief. That,
if you want to change chief to, like chief of police or chief of the union or whatever, sure. But, like, appropriating all the culture, like...
Yeah.
That's not right.
Okay, so the word chief means a leader, right?
So he's the only yes. Yeah. So if I tally everything up, 9 phone callers said don't change the name of the Chiefs, and the last call, which I don't even know if he's all serious, says no. So 9-1, yes. keep the Chiefs. And then quickly, before we take the break here, Fester, East Bay. So East Bay in Pinellas, they're the Indians.
The Cleveland Indians dropped their name last year. This season they're called the Guardians, but, you know, I understand getting rid of the Indians. But chief, the word chief has become the word leader or head of an organization. Get rid of the Indian big. I don't know if you've driven by Chamberlain High School. They have an enormous Indian profile head in full headdress.
Guess what?
They just debuted a whole statue, an awesome Indian statue on Indian Shores last week.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Indian Shores?
Are you making this up? Or
no. They just like it was 3 Indians and they're.
Can we call it Native American
folks,
Shores?
That's next. It'll be Native American Shores, Florida. Yeah. All right, folks, one chunk of the MJ Morning Show to go, and are you getting ripped off? Are you spending money on something you just don't need, especially in this time of inflation and all your money going to gas? All right, hold on. You got to hear this next, plus a whole lot more. And remember... the Q105 1K Song of the Day is Separate Ways by Journey. When you hear Separate Ways by Journey played sometime today between now and 5 p.m., so it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., when you hear the 1K Song of the Day played, just be the 7th caller at 800-990-1047 and win $1,000 in cash. All right, caller 7 when you hear the song of the day, which is Separate Ways, Journey. That's today's song. And, of course, I announce it every day at 8 a.m. So keep listening to Q105 all day long.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Q105, good morning. My name is MJ.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Valerie.
Valerie, why are you calling the MJ Morning Show this morning?
I heard the song.
What song is this?
Separate Ways by Journey.
That is correct. And what happens when you hear Separate Ways by Journey?
I win.
If you're caller number 7. And you are. You're caller 7.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You got it. You got it. $1,000 is all yours.
Oh, my God.
You got $1,000. It's the Q105 1K song of the day. It happens to be Separate Ways by Journey today. And you win. Now, where are you calling from? Where do you live?
I live in Holiday, Florida.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show. And you got a grand.
Thank you so much.
Hold on a second. Andrew will get all your information. $1,000. Look at that.
Wow. Nice way to start your day.
Congratulations, yeah. Valerie.
Hey, can I point something else out?
Yeah.
That it could play again today?
Shut up.
Hint, hint, hint.
Okay.
Hint. It could play again. So another $1,000 could happen today. Hint. Hint? Is that the water with a little hint of essence?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a hint of
today brought to you by Hint Water. Yeah. All right. 9:30. Look at that. $1,000. Valerie and Holiday. $1,000 just for listening. Look at that.
Ciao, Val.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. Yeah, that'll help out with some gas. That'll help out with some inflation, right?
Go buy some booze.
Are you spending a ton of money on vitamins? I got another way for you to save some moolah here, folks. I've been talking about this for years, but there's like more information, more studies that are out. Fester.
Yes.
What have I said for years about these multivitamins?
Why do these people take multivitamins? You know, if you just eat a balanced diet, your body will get all the vitamins it needs.
Can you stop with the obnoxious imitation of me?
How do you think you sound?
I do not sound like that.
So you've always said that if people just eat a well-rounded diet, they'll pretty much get everything they need from that.
I wrote a book, seven pages. It's only seven pages.
Six pages are blank, and the last page is eat a balanced diet.
Each page says a word.
Wait a minute. I got Fester and Froggy doing dueling MJ bad impersonations.
Shut your fat mouth and get on a treadmill.
I haven't even scratched the surface yet on everything I know about vitamins. Just eat a balanced diet. That's it.
Are you guys done yet?
All right, we're done.
Don't you remember your seven page book?
No, that was his weight loss book. Get on a treadmill and shut your pie hole. Yeah.
Shut your pie hole, right? MJ, you mean you wrote it.
I have a book idea, and the title of my book was, this is a weight loss exercise book.
You could actually probably get that published.
Shut your pie hole and get on a treadmill. That was the name of my book.
Dr. Oz would have had him on his show. Today we have
the most acclaimed 8-page book ever.
Acclaimed author from Tampa, Mr. MJ.
Shut your pie hole and get on
it. When I think about that, that is almost so brilliant. We should do it.
I talked about that 20 years ago.
What? Jimmy Fallon just put out a book called Dad Da, and every page is like, da da, dad da.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he did. That was a while ago, but he also did a mama one, too. Yeah, mama.
You know, people with stutters are pissed. They are protesting his show.
Da, da.
They'll never watch again.
Listen,
they're boycotting his sponsors.
If you're vitamin deficient, taking individual vitamins might be prescribed. For instance, I don't spend a ton of time in the sun because I'm inside doing radio shows all day.
Well, everybody needs to take vitamin D.
Well,
oddly, we all do.
I take 5,000 IU vitamin D a day as prescribed by Dr. L, my physician. So, there are...
Don't you lay out? Like in your underwear sometimes or anything? Yeah, you gotta get some sun.
Yeah, I lay out. I take Crisco and I smear it on my body and lay out.
Oh, it's so hot.
But the multivitamin deal, I also had a friend that worked for the city of Tampa and the wastewater treatment.
Oh, ew.
And those giant multivitamin pills, they don't get digested in many cases. And
what?
Yeah, they're just running through you.
What's the point?
And they're scooping out like hundreds of pounds a day of multivitamins that people are, putting in the toilet through, that are not getting digested and absorbed by your body.
Wow.
But here's the latest. Vitamins and supplements that countless people take to improve their health are just a waste of money. Another new study reveals researchers from Northwestern University, a fine institution, say their health benefits are mainly in the mind and some may even do more harm than good. According to the CDC, nearly 6 in 10 Americans regularly took dietary supplements
Last year, Americans spent nearly $50 billion on vitamins and supplements.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, $50 billion. However, the research team says there's no magic set of pills to keep you healthy. Instead, diet and exercise are still the key to good health.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to contradict that a little bit because I get my blood work done and I have, thankfully, I have good blood work. And to the point my doctor's like, oh, these levels here, this is like a 25-year-old.
Nice.
And I said I attribute it to drinking wine, and that is how my blood stays healthy. However, I think it's because I take prenatal vitamins every day. So I think you should start taking prenatal vitamins, MJ, and you might get some improvement as well.
And drink wine every day.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't drink wine every day. I have, maybe four glasses of wine. No. I have on average about four glasses of wine a week. I generally have two glasses of wine on Friday night, and I have two glasses of wine on Saturday.
Well, aren't you Mr. Perfect?
You need to drink more.
And take prenatals.
Yes.
Should I wash my prenatals down with wine?
Yeah. It's almost like that's exactly what I do. That's my routine.
What is your sanitation friend start a business reselling the duty pills?
Say the duty pills?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
what, if they're just fine, clean them out.
What
just,
if I got your friend, right, a booth at the Oldsmar flea market, right?
Fleas.
Scoop them out, secondhand multivitamins. Yes.
The only booth with actual fleas surrounding it.
You call them Buttermans. All right, I think we ought to leave it at that.
Twice is nice.
Yeah, I think we second time around, vitamins. What do you think?
I mean, if he's scooping hundreds of pounds a day, I mean, there's a market there.
Second time around. There we go. All right, we got to roll, folks. Anything? How were the phones today? Phones were busy. How texting today was?
Everybody had. I didn't tell you this. Everybody had opinions about the Chiefs, right. And they were all pretty much the same opinions.
Most texters also said that the Chamberlain Chiefs ought to remain.
2 out of 70 wow. Said no.
Really?
Wow. How many people said Hal was awesome today?
We got to roll, folks.
69 out of 70.
Yeah.
Website is loaded, MJMorningShow.com. That's MJMorningShow.com. Check out the website. Ton of things on there, including the people getting their luggage while the plane's on fire that crash landed in Miami yesterday. Unbelievable. All right, folks, MJMorningShow.com. We'll see you tomorrow on the MJ Morning Show, and let's be careful out there.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.